You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, this is Kathy from the Strictly Anonymous podcast, where you get to listen into the secret lives of total strangers. Real people call into my show and I talk to them about the real things that they do behind people's backs. And most of the time it has to do with SEX. So it's pretty interesting. Check us out on Riotcast Network.
Hey, this is Christy Cello, and I am so fucking excited because I have a new podcast coming out on Riotcast. It's called Talking Funny with Christy, and I talk to my favorite comics about all things comedy. So you should listen at riotcast.com or on iTunes and follow us on social media at TFWC Podcast. Or you can just die in a fire. Bye.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No. What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Bobby out of here, B. Welcome to the You Know What Do podcast, B. Black History Month edition.
Yeah, coming out in March.
That's right, after Black History Month, because Bobby doesn't give a fuck. It's your guest hosts, Mike Brown and Brandon Collins.
Hey, what's up, guys? When you listen to that intro, doesn't it feel a lot longer when you're actually here in the studio?
Yeah, because you're waiting for the thing to start.
It's like five minutes.
Yeah, I thought he was going, like, y'all was going to have, like, some hip-hop or something. Some
Kendrick. We put very little thought into this episode today. So,
yeah, obviously. Jay was busy. Okay. Well,
we can make a whole new theme song just for the one time we have black guys here?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The one time.
The one time. Exactly.
It's true.
It's been about a year.
Oh, man. I am honored already.
We like to expose the white comic world a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we got.
Well, so we're as diverse as we can be on the show.
This is the most diversity that will ever be.
The past few episodes have been lily white. So.
You don't think I feel weird about that? You don't think I feel fucking weird about that? I'm the only minority here most of the time.
And they keep shitting on you, man. They call you poo poo and stuff.
It's not so bad.
It's your fault.
I'm kind of asking
for it.
It's
not so bad getting called poo poo.
I'm asking for it. I started by saying, hey, my name's Deepu. So
that's your name.
That's your name.
Yeah.
Hold on. Time out.
Your name for
Time out, y'all. Let me moderate this,
please.
Because we're just talking about names. People hearing a lot of voices.
Yeah.
There's too many black people in here.
Uh-huh.
The listeners have no clue what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The guests are looking like, what the fuck is happening? They're on the couch like, why isn't Bobby here? So let's just figure some things out. My name is Mike Brown. I got Brandon Collins.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
We do a Comedy Outliers podcast. We've been on the show many times. Favorite guests accordingly or whatever. I got Lauren Colbert right here next to me.
Yes.
How you doing, boo? How's your day?
Thanks for guest hosting. I'm really excited.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do look excited. You look really focused.
Yeah,
y'all look calm. Like, I'm not going to scream at y'all. I get it. Now I got deep.
I'm just really glad you're here.
Yo, what's going on, Mike B?
Yo.
Oh, okay. I like what he's doing. Like he's real comfortable with himself.
It's called pandering.
It's happening.
Yeah. We don't say yo anymore like that.
Oh,
we don't?
I'm so behind.
Oh, shit, that's why I bought that black shirt.
Three at a time.
Technically put him in his place for me.
Yo. All right.
Yo. It's like Black Santa.
Oh, my God.
You're deep, bro.
Oh, I like.
Speaking of Black Santa, a gift to the comedy community.
Oh, my God.
Very funny comedian. I have Sydney Washington over here. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
She's
so nice.
Got some titties over here.
Yeah, got a little bit.
Gordon got some titties.
Yes.
Gordon got titties. Brandon
I've been going through.
Titties.
We all got titties, man.
Hey, man. Yeah. Can y'all not talk over each other this much?
We just talk about titty talk. This is titty talk session.
Yeah, but people can't hear the titty talk. They want to hear the titty talk. You're like, yeah, titties. Gordon got titties. He got titties.
That's the last type of titty talk they want to hear is Gordon's got titties.
You have not listened to this podcast, have you, Gordon? They talk about dick size on this shit.
They do?
Yeah.
Is that why there's like two peni right behind you?
See, I didn't even look back there. Black History Month episode. We don't do that in my culture.
Can we get you a shirt? This is Gordon Got Titties.
Yeah, oh, dude. I'll get it. My mom would love that shirt.
Yeah. And that is Gordon Baker Bone from Jersey.
Hey, remember what's going on?
Newark.
Newark, not Jersey. Yeah. It's a total difference. So Newark is technically Jersey, but they don't claim us.
No.
They don't.
I would like to say ungentrifiable New Jersey.
Oh,
thank you.
It's so ungentrifiable.
We going down swinging. They putting the Whole Foods down there. The Crips and Bloods is like, yo, we going to eat organic, dog. And they're like, no. No. No.
Y'all still got crack chicken over there?
Yeah, we still got crack chicken.
Yeah.
Crack chicken?
Ambassador
Crown,
chicken.
But they call it crack.
Oh.
Crown chicken.
Oh, no, it's Ambassador where I was at. East Orange.
East Orange has Ambassador. Yeah, yeah. Then you got Lincoln and Fried. Then you got Kennedy Fried. Dangerous around Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's just named after presidents.
Yep.
And fried chicken.
That's how you know it's a good spot. If it's not named after a president, it's not good.
What about Trump fried chicken? Would that be good?
I mean,
no.
It's going to happen. Y'all just got to prepare for it. It's got to happen.
That would just have poison in the breading.
Yeah. Wait, Gordon, are extra the windows bulletproof over there?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't, like, they put a TD Bank downtown Newark, and TD's thing is, we don't have any glass. And they got robbed like 15 times. We want to make it feel welcoming. Like, hey, yo.
How dumb is TD? What's up with that?
That's
I don't know.
Motto.
There's always a TD Bank.
It's Toronto,
in the hood,
Dominican.
Though.
They don't have that many black people where they started.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. They started out in Toronto. And it was like, yeah, we don't want to no glass or nothing.
It's really Toronto
it's
Dominican.
It's Toronto Dominican. That's what it stands
for. No, Toronto Deposit, I think.
No, it's Dominican,
wait,
bro.
Really?
Can you look it up?
Look it up.
Look it up right
this
now.
This sounds
please.
Like a black fact that is just incorrect as fuck
yeah,
right here.
That's wrong.
TD Bank. Let's see.
Toronto
Dominion. All right. I make deposits there. That's why I said Toronto
Brandon.
Deposits.
I don't even know if there are Dominicans in Toronto. You got like plant the nose.
Yo, and I read
and
so much.
Account.
That can't be right.
I don't know that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Toronto Dominion.
You saw how he said that with such poise. Like he was really like, it's Toronto
but
Dominican.
But not gonna lie though. That's
they,
a pretty
they have flights from Toronto to the Dominican Republic.
That's a pretty cheap flight from Toronto to Dominican.
Brandon got them alt facts over there.
He ready. He eating that Trump fried chicken. That's what he doing. He in it. I want to shout out. We want to look at the chair over here. The guest. Give the guest the mics. What's your name? Introduce yourselves.
What's happening? I'm Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
It's my girlfriend, Blair.
Okay.
Blair.
Oh, Aaron,
hey,
Blair. Aaron and Blair.
Yeah.
AB.
From Orlando today for this.
Oh, Orlando.
Yeah.
Not just for this, right?
Are you
not
happy to see all these black people?
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the last thing they expected.
Let these people talk. I mean, they drove a while. Kind of ambushed by the blackness. They didn't know. Bobby didn't tell you. This is an email.
We had warning.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So where are you guys coming from?
Orlando.
What you guys doing up here in New York?
That's our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, great. Clap it up. People listening and clapping in that right now.
3 years.
Yeah. 3 years. How'd you guys meet? Let's get into this.
We met at a bar show.
What?
Like one of our friends got knocked out like right in front of us. It was really classy. Yeah.
Wow. And you fell in love after that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how love starts.
That's white love right there. We don't have that in the black community.
Talking about my girl.
I was drunk at a bar. I walked up to him and accused him of being a cholo.
That's how
holy shit.
So racist.
Yeah, cholo like off. Mexican gangsters.
Yeah, that's how drunk she was.
I don't even know if there's like a
there's not.
Because he has a beard for those listening.
Yeah, you could have a red beard. He could be a little.
He don't look cholo.
He has.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I appreciate.
I'm trying to help.
His eyebrows are too thick. He needs thicker eyebrows if you want to be a cholo.
I just like how his love started. Get out of my country, cholo. I'm American. Hey, what's your name?
I think I love this girl. I love her political views.
Hey, that racist in Florida that they like the white people are even racist to other white people.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
They do things different down in Florida, man. Hey. Y'all got WalMarts that sell bullets and shit.
Yeah, man. For real?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a sign. Last time I was in Orlando, they had a sign at Walmart that said...
I don't trust your facts. I'm just saying before you say this, you're going to say...
Saying they're not going to sell
bullets. Yeah, the Walmart is owned by Dominicans. I feel that's what's going to come up next. Like, we're just going to pause you right quick.
I misread.
I misread.
You misread for like years.
I really did.
He was telling all his friends. I was like, Toronto Dominican. Yeah. Fuck
you
out of here.
Dominican?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with you? All right. So we supposed to talk about black history stuff, I think.
Are we?
It's March by now. White people going to be tired of this.
Yeah. We should talk about like the NCAA.
I'm never tired of hearing about black history.
Well, black shit. We just should talk black shit this whole episode.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Can I start?
Yeah, go ahead, start.
George Washington Carver was castrated. He had no nuts. Go.
Oh.
What?
Huh? Get?
So we're gonna take the reins back from Gordon because that did not pan out well.
Yeah, that sound like that, that's the worst.
Is that a Brandon fact?
Yeah, that's actually a fact.
Look, he was castrated.
Yeah,
by who?
I think the dude that adopted him.
What?
Yeah, the dude. Like,
what books are you reading?
This is what they do in Newark.
Yeah, man.
This is what they this look up. Like, what's wrong with
that's what they teach in the schools. George Washington Carver got his nuts cut off. Ironic? Yes.
He learned turn to page to six.
For those listening, we got Deepu looking on blacktimetravel.com.
Yes. Is that a what? That's this website?
I didn't even see that was the URL.
Oh, my God.
And then an ad popped up and said, like to travel black.
What did I sign myself up for right
that's
now?
Be the
black time travel.
Black
that's what we're doing.
It says here, Gregory, I guess that's the owner of George Washington Carver. He insisted that George Washington Carver was stripped of his dignity and manhood. When Carver was a little boy, he was castrated by the man who owned him. Allegedly, Carver became a house servant, and since he was going to spend the majority of his time in the house, his owner didn't want him to rape his daughter.
Oh man.
Jesus. Sorry.
Look at that. You just trailed off.
Why Sorry, would you know that?
Why would I know that?
No, it's important to know that.
I like looking up castrations.
Well, yeah. That they won't,
they won't teach you about.
But it makes sense. That's why he never got a biopic. You can't open with that. You can't open like first half is him losing his nuts.
Yeah.
Then it's like goes to black. It's like little now. Then the next card is Carver. You're like, damn, this dude's going through some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you just think it's about peanut butter the whole time. Wasn't ready for this.
Oh. Not ready at all.
When does he get to the peanut butter?
It's like, what's that Carver movie like? It's like Moonlight, but without nuts. It's pretty rough.
Oh my God.
It's a pretty fucking horror movie.
I would like to see that biopic actually on Lifetime Channel.
Really? Oh,
I would yeah. like no, to don't. Who's going to play?
Did y'all see that Britney Spears Lifetime movie?
No, but I heard it was terrible.
Oh my God. Yo, I thought they did Whitney wrong.
I knew you was gonna bring up some white people shit on the Black History.
I knew it. I knew it. You went to Britney Spears. We just learned about George Washington Carver.
Nobody cares about George Washington Carver.
Ain't having no nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of George Washington Carver,
how about that Britney?
That Britney.
Is this you bringing it up? Like
she did take down some black dicks, so kind of it's all circum...
What? Oh, she dated black dudes?
Yeah, she was fucking a dude from Stop the Yard.
Hold on, let's... She dated Pharrell, too?
Nah, she ain't dated Pharrell.
Don't you dare bring Lauren.
I'm sorry.
He is a king.
How dare you?
He's been 18 forever.
She's never dated anybody black.
Gordon, why are you sweating so?
Because I am hot. I wore two t-shirts and I'm hot. I need to.
He's drinking Smirnoff Ice. That's the problem.
Yeah, she made me put it in a red Solo cup.
Yeah, now you look sadder than ever.
Yeah, I know, man.
Sydney tricked you.
I want my glass back.
Is that what you want? Oh
my God. Yeah, I want my glass.
Yo, put this on. Put this Britney after ever. Yes, Britney. After ever. Britney Spears, whatever. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna say I was fun, because I wasn't. Everything's just kind of this blur, you know? Until you hit the rock bottom.
She looks nothing
I
want to
be strong for my fans.
She got blonde hair.
As a black man, as a blonde haired white woman, she looks just like Britney Spears. Yeah. I thought it was Britney.
Saturday. Her tracks were very terrible, so they were very on brand with Britney. The tracks was awful.
Yeah.
Like, that was so bad. Those were CVS glue-ins. Those were really bad.
Well, you know Lifetime ain't got that big of a budget, girl. Damn. They can't even get the rights to the music. Shit, they can only do so much. Sydney, you asking for a champagne on a Heineken budget and shit.
They do like parodies like Touch Me Child Again, Please.
I just wanted her to have better hair. That's all. Better hair in the Lifetime Channel movie.
Well, did y'all fuck with Britney Spears growing up?
Hell yeah. I want to fuck Britney Spears growing up.
You know,
why everybody get quiet?
Yeah, it could be all right. Just think about it.
She had a song called I'm a Slave, and niggas was singing it. So
produced by Pharrell.
Pharrell produced it. Pharrell produced it.
See, I'm a terrible guy.
Yeah.
I think that's who she cheated on JT with.
Ooh.
No, she cheated on Wade Robinson. According to Lifetime.
Is that a black, that's a black man.
No, that's a white dude.
What? What
he Ray danced Robinson? With Michael Jackson. You said Michael Jackson molested him later.
Oh,
on.
You're right.
Oh, oh. Lord. Why do you guys know all this stuff?
I grew up with the pop shit. Yeah. You know what's fucked about Wade Robson? Wade Robson had a dad show where he always had brothers win. And then at the end, he'd be like, yeah, that's cool. You won this week. But remember, this is my house. And then he'd just start dancing. And the cameras would fade out. So it was like, can you just show up black people?
Are you sure this every isn't week? A black guy? Because yeah. that sounds very black.
Yeah. No. Yeah. If you Google Wade Robinson, you'll be very...
Wayne?
Wade.
I thought you said that's Ray Robinson. I was like, that is a
I
black
feel like that's like a name. Black baseball player, right? player, right?
I feel like he also got castrated before he started playing baseball.
name, yep. Yeah, just go
how
to images.
Look? How do you see images?
Oh, trying to see videos or images?
No, just images.
Just images. Let me see what this dude look like.
Wow. Yeah, he looked like, oh, that nigga looked really white.
Yeah.
Wait.
yeah, totally.
Oh, he had the
frosted tips white.
I mean, that's back when JT and everybody was doing that.
Quick question.
I even tried to do
quick frost. Question, Aaron.
What?
Aaron, have you ever done frosted, can you explain frosted tips to us?
I've done nothing. It.
There you go. What,
oh my
Deepu?
God, do you have a picture?
You really hate yourself, don't you?
Why?
Why the fuck?
I know, it was embarrassing teen years of my life.
Why, though? Why
I wanted to be like this character on a cartoon I watched.
Which character? Wait,
you can't do that. The character was white, obviously.
Yeah. No, the character was this guy
look
from Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z.
That's
oh my God,
say.
That's who you
I
want to be after?
Yeah. You want to be Trunks?
I only did the tips. I didn't do the whole thing.
I think it's Trunks, right? Trunks? Is it Trunks?
All of them can turn blonde. That's literally the case.
Wait, was Dragon Ball Z Asian or what?
Yeah, it was anime.
Yeah, that was.
No, you're thinking about the movie. That was all white. That's
yeah.
a white one.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's when white people got to it. They made it all white. But
you can't have shit.
Yeah, you can't get nothing. You can't get it. If they did a new edition biopic, the movie.
There was not one person. That
Brad Pitt is Bobby Brown.
Oh man, I learned about Dragon Ball Z from my friend because his brother got locked up and he's writing them letters like, "Yo, I need to check out Dragon Ball Z." Yeah, I need to check out Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, man, I can't watch that. He was like, yo, we watch it all the time. It's dope as hell. The fights is off the chain.
Do they practice the fights like reenact? Like,
I don't know. My boy was like, yo, we got to watch this. My brother said it's dope. So we just popped it in. We liked it.
That's the hope you gave him while he was in jail. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z. There's hope, man. We got Dragon Ball Z.
He's like... Said talking to his mom on the phone. Mom, it's okay. I'm going to get through this. I got the Z.
Wait, what? Did they touch your balls, color. Baby?
No, but I got Dragon Ball Z.
This nigga going crazy. Oh, man.
Gordon, who are you?
Just a dude, man. Just got fun friends.
I haven't laughed this hard in so long.
It's not bad prison time, just watching Dragon Ball the whole time.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I never really fought with Dragon Ball, though.
It's okay. It taps into like the inner angry teenager in everybody, I feel like.
Were you listening to like, did you grow up listening
Linkin
to
Park?
Like those? Yeah.
Yep, definitely. A lot of that.
Is that what kind of music is that? I'm going back to you, and there's a lot of questions that I have like that are just like kind of white related.
Because he looks like
a so he's a white expert?
Yeah, he's the white expert.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I was flown in.
Yeah, this is why you drove in. This is what we need. I want you to go back to Orlando and spread the word.
I'm the ambassador now.
Yes, you are the ambassador. So what is that kind of Linkin Park music called? Is that like angst music?
It's garbage, I think.
Garbage?
Ooh, I'm a clap it at.
Clap it up. Shots fired. Aaron is out here. Cholos!
How old are you, though?
30.
Okay, so we all grew up around that time when it came out.
Yeah, it was.
Do you say
popular.
It's garbage now, or did you think it was garbage back then?
I always thought I was too cool for that stuff.
So what were you listening to back then, though?
Just like Slayer and.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you got it. Got real. That's
he
a Slayer beard,
yo. Cats on a regular.
Yeah, he kicking cats knee into some shit. He on some other shit.
Like these Linkin Park bastards are fucking pussies. I'm taking blood out of these streets.
Trying to kill people at the concerts songs. And shit. Yeah. Oh my
God. Like, fuck Shia LaBeouf's songs. I'm making real shit.
Oh, man.
Faggots.
Little extra.
I'm just saying that.
You went too far, Brandon.
I grew up in Michigan. I'm sorry, guys. This is what they used to say.
Brandon went too far. You went too far.
All right.
We want to shout out the LGBTQ community.
Yeah,
what's up, y'all? What's up? Fuck with us.
Yeah,
God
we went
damn.
Far quick. Yeah. That went far fast.
That went real
I thought
deep.
My castration shit.
Yeah, I thought that was.
He's trying to one up you. He definitely got it.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck? Okay. Okay.
Really bad.
Let's take a. What we should? Oh yeah, I want to talk about this. Y'all watch the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
First of all, Did you watch Gordon? Do you have a TV?
This is the first time I did watch the Oscars. I have a TV.
Start slow.
I have, a nice 42-inch Vizio.
Don't tell the people. Do you have glasses?
Do
you have glasses?
Don't find you.
Oh, no, I ain't 24. I'll be damned. You can't play Madden on 24 inches. What's wrong with you? Why did I get so offended by that? What's up?
No, I was just asking.
You can't make fun of a black man's dick size or his TV.
TV, like, that is like.
Yeah, yeah.
I would much rather a girl be like, yo, your dick's small. I'm like, all right, cool. Your TV's small. Why you got to tell everybody? Why you got to put that in the streets so everybody know that?
Gordon, you're not going to get no hoes from this.
Hey, I'm not looking for hoes. I'm just looking for just, you know, some quality time. Maybe go to the park. Eat a burger or some
shit.
Go
to the park and eat a
what?
Burger.
What? That's your idea of the quality time?
Wait,
going to a park and eating
a
burger?
Burger before you go to the park?
Nah, man.
Why are you getting the burgers at the park?
Man.
What kind of
Shake Shack. It's a good
Shake
place.
Shake Shack, man.
In Newark? You know he ain't talking no
Yeah, we got
Shake Shack.
Not buying no Shake Shack, okay?
I've had a Shake Shack, and I was very upset by it.
Newark got Shack.
Oh, you didn't like
that's
Shake Shack?
Nah, Shake Shack ain't no real burger. That's all fancy.
Shake Shack doesn't have bullets in it.
What a broken glass.
Cigarette burgers.
Let me just get a side of cocaine.
A burger. Man, how do y'all burgers don't smell like gunpowder, y'all? What is wrong with y'all?
I'm sorry, I'm allergic to gunpowder. Never.
I get on Yelp. Hey, yo, Yelp.
Hey, yo,
Yelp. Hey, yo, Yelp.
Hey, yo, Yelp. Hey, yo, Yelp. What's good, son? What's good?
Zero stars for Shake Shack.
They put mayo on my shit.
Ugh. Yo, these niggas gave me extra napkins, B.
Yeah. Like, I can't eat right. Fuck out of here.
These niggas, B.
Racism.
Oh, my God.
You know, Gordon was angry eating his burger, looking around like, these smarty motherfuckers. Hey, yo, they better than me.
Oh, my God. They ain't better than me, man. I'm just
You're like, hey, yo, Yelp, they're missing an important ingredient, poverty. Poverty with my burger.
I need struggle.
Struggle.
How come no one gave me an attitude when I ordered?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me get a number one more extra struggle, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing
yeah,
made me happier than seeing Gordon working at a Shake Shack. Because you just know that'd be his nightmare.
Oh, man, that would be my nightmare. Working at a Shake Shack in Manhattan.
Like, can I get a lemonade large?
No.
Like, you would get fired right away.
I hope so.
No way you would work. You would walk in with, like, a durag and a long extra white tee.
Oh, nah, man. Extra long white tee. No
durag. Juan from Moonlight.
Oh, damn.
Looking like who from Moonlight?
Juan. Remember, Mahershala is the first dude to want to ask him with a durag and shit?
No, yeah. We put durags on the map right now. Now white dudes are going to be in durags in the village.
It's going to be 2001 all over again.
For all the white listeners of YKWD, we are doing this episode to let you know you cannot wear durags. Do not wear durags. Please do not wear durags.
Just even Eminem tried and it didn't work.
Remember that?
Yeah, he wore blue ones.
Oh, my God. Oh my, like we gave smurf. Eminem so many passes.
We did. We
really I mean, he also had so dope albums back then, too.
Durag white people.
Yeah.
Him, the Western Timberlake. There was a whole bunch of them.
Oh, Timberlake did do that. Oh,
Timberlake did. Yeah, he did.
When did he do that?
He did it after the cornrows.
He did
cornrows. He did it like when he was working with Pharrell.
Yep.
He had frosted tips and cornrows at the same time. Like, that is
he
like,
was transitional white.
Turn around, look.
Yeah, man.
In a fucking FUBU.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. No, because, but no, we had the, it was like the yellow.
The stocking cap.
It was a stocking cap. It was a stocking cap.
Oh, it wasn't an official durag. Stocking.
Yo, get in here, John. Get in here, John.
Oh
John
God,
Lasseter just
terrible.
Came in the building.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, we can clap it up for John. Let's clap it up for John. Yeah. Getting here. For those listening, John Lasseter, very funny comedian, regular at the Cellar, the host of that legendary $1 billion a comedy night situation. He's here for the black edition of YKWD. And he's part of history as we're going to be the last black people ever allowed on the show. What happened for the first
time? This is the first and a last.
First and a last.
Bobby's going to be on. My ears are too loud.
What are you doing, dude? Okay, look at this. Okay.
So you want
to
look at.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to one of my favorite moments of the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Gary from Chicago. What they did.
Gary.
Well, see, my dad called me. He was like, yo, you got to turn on the Oscars right now. They got us in the Oscars. I was like, what do you mean by us? He said, you turn it on.
You know, Mike is so self-centered. He's like, I'm on the Oscars.
I'm time traveling. I must be on that Facebook page. This is amazing. Black girl magic. I can do anything. But they had him go to bed.
How about those sunglasses, Jen? You don't need those. It's dark. All right. There we go. Isn't that nice? Isn't she the sweetest? There you go.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, that's Meryl
this set
Street.
Us back.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is my man wouldn't put his tongue away. He's just sticking his tongue out, taking pictures. I'm like, and you gonna shake Halle Berry's hand with that?
It looked like the Source Awards just for a little bit. Didn't you see that?
Yeah. But I did like the moment when he was, Jimmy Kimmel was like to the woman, like, "Oh, who's your favorite actor?" And she looked at Denzel like, "He's right there." Because you know that's like how our moms would all do and everything like that. I probably do it. And when I saw Halle Berry, I'd be like, "Mm,
my mom."
Not with that
like
wig.
That.
Not nope. with that wig she had.
Listen,
on.
Listen.
So
whoa,
that
was I don't wig? Give a fuck. All right, you know, everybody, don't worry about Halle Berry's hair. It's Halle Berry. You're not going to just, like, worry about the hair. You're going to be like, well, girl, what you doing after this?
I'm sorry.
Well, Halle Berry had too many dudes step out on her. So, like, I'm kind of like,
hurting,
like I'm cool on Halle.
She hurting.
It did.
I'm
it
cool
did.
On
don't
her.
You dare blame the men on her wig. That she got stylists for that.
Sydney, you're not focusing
no.
on
focusing.
The main issue.
On the task
we got Halle Berry on these streets sad.
But all them dudes that left her did bring the stock down a little.
Yeah. Right?
Right,
yeah.
It did.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it makes you think something's wrong with her.
Okay, oh, yeah, okay. Hold on, wait, hold on, wait. Sid, please.
Whacking a bell.
Please, oh, talk your shit right now.
I'm about
okay,
to whack it right
all,
now.
How is Halle Berry's stock? Right now.
Well, first of all, she took so many L's with those dusty ass dudes she was with. She was with Eric Benet. What's that white guy said?
Yeah, he wore
with?
Nothing but sandals.
Oh, the model that says all the racist
blonde,
shit now
yeah,
about her
like,
and her daughter.
Come on.
Who?
Something is wrong with her because of the people that
she
dates.
She dated that white dude, and then she was with Justice, right? Who beat her and stuff.
David Justice.
Yeah, David Justice
was
beating the hell out of
her
me.
Ass
yeah.
up and down the street.
She's with Wesley, who beat her up too.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Wait, Wesley Snipes was
no. Remember, Justice
was slapping her.
Yeah, Justice. Actually
so
said
that's
Wesley was the one
different.
Fucking.
It's
that's
slapping
different.
Is not.
Different. Yeah, yeah. It, I mean, because the whole fist, it's a little different. It's a little, it's a lot of anger for a fist. But a slap is like we can
know.
Do better.
Yeah. I don't know.
A slap is like kick a machine, restart it. Like psh, it's okay. You know,
wait, no,
you
do you bring right. that?
That's blade slapping you though. That's a hard ass slap.
That's a hard ass slap.
And his hands are extra dry. So
that's
you
back
know
when he had.
It felt like sandpaper.
And that's back when he had all of his dominions. So he was doing well financially.
Oh man, he was slapping. Niggas not paying taxes. That
yeah,
that's
but
a good slap.
Justice said that he was taking the fall for Wesley Snipes because they were under. They
who
were,
was taking the fall for Wesley Snipes?
David Justice says that he actually wasn't the one beating Halle Berry. It was Wesley
yeah,
Snipes.
He said,
but they wouldn't go public about them
right.
fucking. So he got the like she was like out on the press.
Saying,
like,
she was saying that she was with a high profile person that had beat her,
and people
thought that it was David was yeah. saying, but it was Wesley that was beating it.
Oh,
supposedly.
So because nobody knew,
right?
Wesley was
no
real.
Right.
Wesley was real. Like,
and
don't
David
tell
was
nobody.
Keeping it on the low. No, David was keeping it on the low.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wesley was like, am I not my brother's keeper? I'm going to keep that shit to myself. Ain't nobody going to find that.
Oh, God.
Hands in that
you been sucking on this dick.
Oh, man. Y'all got to watch New Jack City for all y'all.
Ice-T versus Wesley Snipes. One of the craziest.
Does she not have any cousins? Like, who's in her family?
She don't got a good team.
Somebody
clearly.
Should be knocking one of them
no.
dudes out, at least.
No.
She
okay.
ain't got a good team. She's the cat woman at the Monsters Bowl. She terrible.
Yeah, she. Yeah. I think the wig was a play to try to get into black movies now.
You better stop it.
No, because you see how, like, Moonlight got the award. You know, Viola Davis got the Fences and all, like, these super black movies. Like, yo, we black. We don't give a fuck, black. Like Hidden Figures. We black. We do math, nigga. Like, all these movies are getting all the looks. Right, and I think she had the wig on, the curly hair. Like, yeah, I can do black movies too, y'all.
No, that wasn't black movie wig. That was very Rachel Dolezal.
She don't know how to do it. She don't know how to do it.
Very bad. Rachel Dolezal did her hair for the Oscars. She was crazy.
Jesus. I love Rachel Dolezal. Fox News reported that she's like straight broke now.
Who?
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, I believe it.
Well,
what's she gonna make money from?
She getting a full black experience.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
Black, and
you know what? No. I was trying to avoid that. You notice I didn't tag it with that, and this motherfucker went there.
Yeah, I'm in the chair. I got us.
Oh, you are dead wrong for
this
that.
This is weak.
Former NAACP leader.
Rachel can't is eating the struggle burgers
See?
With Gordon over there.
I was
there.
Telling you, yeah.
What?
They said that she fucking, she really is.
What's she going to get a job at?
You know who broke the story? That's the fucked up part. Fox News.
You goddamn right they did.
Yeah, you know they broke that.
They said, Fox this News. Nigga done
yeah,
got
yeah,
no money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
it was like, yeah.
See another black person on the payroll.
She law of attraction that one.
What did she do before? Was she just working with?
She was helping black people.
She was acting Puerto Rican.
She was former.
Okay.
And now she's braiding hair in her house. So.
Oh man.
Braiding hair is a very lucrative.
Braiding,
but not for
you know
her.
Braiding hair to black people is dog walking to white people.
Yeah.
Yes, John, saying? Yes.
Right? It is. You know what I'm saying? Like, when white people are flat broke, they're like, yeah, you know, I walk dogs. When black people are broke, they're like, you need your hair done, girl? Yes. Come over to the house. I can get your shit right.
That's black woman, man. Yeah. Black men, we be like,
walking dogs, y'all got like doing hair.
So I got some gay cousins that could braid your hair, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they braid. Okay. Everybody braid my, like, I grew up in, like, cutting hair and shit.
You grew up cutting hair?
Yeah, my grandfather owned a barbershop up in Trenton, and, like, we used to go there for the summer, and we had to learn.
Oh, in Trenton? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
in Trenton,
the lineups are not good there, so I don't
know. Nah. Like, I was the worst. I was the worst at cutting hair, yeah. And, like, out of all my cousins. Like, they used to always give me, like, the crackheads to cut, and I
I didn't even know crackheads needed cut. What type of fancy-ass crackheads you got in
that? Hey,
you
know, I'm Trenton, man.
I'm going to get an 8th after this. Hurry up. My shit up.
Wait. So what would they do when you fucked them up?
The scariest one is, like, this one dude asked for the razor, and I was like, dude, I ain't proficient with the razor, bro. I can't really do your lineup with the razor. He's like, come on, I need to look nice. I was like, all right, fuck it. And I got nervous around, like, the temple where that vein is, and I was just like, ah. And he jumped, and I cut him, and he started bleeding, and I was scared as shit. And he just bounced after that. What the hell was that?
I was turning on Skype just in case.
Jesus Christ, we didn't know what.
I was the rocket of Gordon's story taking off.
Gordon thought he came back. Oh God, he's here!
I live in computers now, baby. I'm high.
Tron, what the hell just happened?
His blood came out of his.
Yeah, I used to cut hair for like a couple summers, and then I stopped after that.
Wait, right. So you told him up top I'm not proficient with?
Yeah,
what's proficient mean? It don't matter. I'm high.
Because like people would ask you, like some people. Like, talk to your barber before you hop in a chair. And they would just see me there, and I'm chilling, I'm talking with everybody else, and having a good time. They're like, yo, you got me? And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I guess. And they would hop in a chair, and I'm like, listen, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. I can get you a number one all the way around, all even.
You're the pickiest prostitute.
But he asked for it, and I nicked him, and he started bleeding.
Oh, man.
He gave me five, and he bounced. I was like,
he paid you too?
That's... Yo. They're really nice in Trenton. They wouldn't have done that in Harlem.
No, they would have danced
like,
or something.
Catch me outside. Catch me outside.
Sydney, what was the worst hair thing you ever got done to you?
I went to the Dominicans. And,
I
did it with the Dominicans.
Just
and
so
remember
much shame.
The flat twists? Do you guys remember those? Mm-hmm. Where like they would twist your hair. I did that and they fucking pulled out my edges. It was crazy. Mm. I went to school.
Question.
They went on me ham all in the cafeteria.
Question.
And then that day, Sydney decided to be a comedian.
Never again. For our listeners and our white friends here, what are edges?
What are edges? You see your hairline that I'm covering up right now with this wig? It basically connects your hair to the rest of it. Like, it's bad.
Okay. Yeah. I just want people to know, like, supposedly, you know, this is like the Black History episode. I want to just, like, bring
everybody
together.
If you see Naomi Campbell... She has no edges. That's what no edges look
like. That's what no edges look
like. You divide it by what's not.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell you what it is, but I'll tell you where it's missing.
Tell you what it's not.
Oh, yo, she still look great, though.
Yeah. Oh, Naomi. Yeah, she's
Naomi
she's
still look great.
Did you pull her up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
She's covering up the edges, too.
She was here not that long ago.
But she ain't covering up those titties.
Wait. She was at the cellar?
Yeah.
What was she? She was just here watching the show?
She came through with Dave.
Oh, word. Were you performing?
Yeah.
Did you go hard?
I was hosting.
Did you go hard when you saw it? Did you like, or were you just like insane?
Nah, you know what, man? I don't really get all that starstruck, not to mention, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I mean, there's some people. I guess there's some chicks.
Who would get you like, yo, I got to get right?
Starstruck, man?
Yeah, like I got to get
chicks?
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah. That's a good question.
Halle Berry.
I know.
You know, Halle, I think, you know what? Maybe a little bit. You know who I have a crush on that's super corny?
Who?
That this is going to sound corny. Taylor Swift.
What?
John,
what the
get
fuck?
The
what
fuck?
Get your Denver, Colorado ass?
For real, Taylor
you know
Swift?
What? I'm
you know
so
what?
Disappointed, John.
Wait, time out.
Real Taylor Swift, because
no!
I don't know which
she
one she
nice
is.
Legs, no!
She got nice legs.
You saw Naomi Campbell, and you were like,
wait a minute.
She's whatever.
Wait a minute.
What about
her?
And you know who else?
She fell on a treadmill.
What's my man's name? The ball player's chick.
Wait, you want a dude?
No, the ball player.
Shout out to the LGBTQ.
Yeah. Did the video to Kanye.
Taylor. Tiana.
Taylor. Yes.
Please bring her up.
Hey, now you're back home. You're back home, John.
Iman Shumpert's girl.
Who's a.
Yeah.
Iman Shumpert's girl. There he is.
Yes.
What's the name of her?
Iman Shumpert.
Yes.
I think you confused Taylor with Taylor Swift.
I was hating, and then I saw that dude. I was like, I get it.
You hated. You was hating.
I hated the basketball player because I was like, who got this woman? And then I saw him. I was like, all right, I understand.
John, you back home. I'm so glad that you mentioned her because you know who gave her her break, right?
Hold on, wait. Say it again.
You know who gave her her break in music?
Oh, I thought you were
Pharrell.
Oh, really?
Pharrell put her on.
Pharrell's God.
I thought it was Dick.
Lauren, if you make that the episode title, you're going to get like 100 million black people listening to this.
Oh, man.
Pharrell is God.
Pharrell is God.
Wait, I thought it was Diddy.
Nah.
No.
Pharrell was the first one to get like her first single.
Diddy started Missy.
Yeah.
Diddy put Missy on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I thought Missy was like locked up in that house with all the mother singers.
Yeah, getting slapped.
I thought Timberland put her on.
Nah. Nah, well, they were like in a boot camp with the Jodeci dudes. I think it was like Devontae, and he was like beating them down and shit to get them to be better.
He literally was beating them down.
He was beating. Okay.
That's why they started.
Hold on, wait. Jodeci is a '90s R&B group.
Yes. Casey and JoJo were part of it.
Casey and JoJo.
Remember the school dance? All My Life. Yeah,
They don't know Jodeci.
But they know Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, they know Casey and JoJo.
Because All My Life was, we all got rejected to that song.
Yeah. I didn't get rejected All My Life. I ain't get rejected all my life.
That's a rejection.
Why you keep repeating?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Jodeci was like the hood boys to men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
They literally were the hood boys to men.
That was the hood version of boys to men.
Divine. So you're having my baby start out like that? How you having my baby? You start a song out like you claiming the baby? Yeah. The first part of the song. That shit is gangster. But so Devontae was a part of Jodeci. He was the D in the Jodeci. And so he had a group of young
music
kids in there. It was Timbaland, it was Missy Elliott, it was I think Genuine Aaliyah. I think Pharrell was in there too in that basement time. And he would beat them down.
Lock them in the basement,
beat them down and like play the song again, do this again, kind of like the Joe Jackson. No. Oh, it is
beat
well
him
documented.
Down, Mike. You gotta explain that what that means to people.
Yeah, please
explain. Because they're literally
thinking
black people just beating
each other. Show love to Halle Berry.
Couple smacks here and there.
And then someone's like, "No."
Okay, I'll put a baby in the bag. You know what I mean? So that's what happened. What are we talking about? You fucked me up with that whole shit, man. I was doing so good.
What, Teyana Taylor?
Oh, yeah, Teyana Taylor.
Fine.
Okay. So she started with, damn, she fine, yo.
Yeah.
Jesus. The crazy thing about it is, like, people didn't recognize her fine until that video.
But you know what's crazy, though, man? The reason why I say I don't get starstruck, man, is when you see these people in person, you go, oh, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're just a person.
Yeah. When you see them in person, it's just always a letdown. I can't think of a celebrity that I saw in person that I was like, still banging.
Who was your first letdown? And who like, let you down and was like, you know what? Fuck it.
What is that?
I think in Minneapolis, maybe when I saw Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. No. I've seen her here in the city. Yeah. First of all, she made them blow out all the candles at her table because they didn't want anybody to know that she was there. We were like, bitch, you Janet Jackson. We knew when you came in the building.
How many candles were at the table?
It was about
what if there's like only two? Like, that's so obnoxious. Just like.
Oh, Janet's coming, y'all.
No, she sat down at the table and then she made them blow out the candles. Okay. And she made them blow out the candles that was next the table next to her as well.
But then she had to use her iPhone Plus to see the menu.
Can't see shit.
But she wasn't looking good.
When was this? Was this Jermaine Dupri time?
It wasn't that she wasn't looking good.
When was it? Was it Jermaine Dupri?
This is a long time ago.
Okay, this was a while. Okay.
Probably maybe even 10, 12. But I'm just saying that, you know when you're thinking. But you know when you're thinking, you know, because in your mind you got this picture like she's going to be glowing or floating
or
some shit.
You've seen her on TV. You've seen her on video.
I thought she was going to come in dancing or something. You know, with a fucking six pack out. I'm like,
her entourage was terrible. Everybody where I was like, ugh.
Yeah, and then you see him and you like, oh, come on, man. I got bitches better than that.
Damn, John Lasseter, you got bitches better than Janet Jackson?
I'm not
Why you gotta call my mother?
let's get it real, though.
I mean,
oh, 12 years ago, you had hoes. Okay.
I'm just saying, chicks, you know, when you see somebody in person like that, there's a letdown. So after that, you kind of realize, you know what, you probably shouldn't be getting all that hype.
Nia Long, I saw her in person.
Oh, she's
no good?
No, she looks great.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's little, though. She's small.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
I saw Melissa Ford in real life, and she's bad. that, but she's like super short. If you don't know Melissa Ford, that's video woman.
Yes.
Video vixen.
I like how you didn't say video hoe.
No,
like
she ain't a hoe. She ain't a hoe. Yes. Oh, let me bring this down so people can see.
Video vixen is what I like
to
say.
Say again. I missed that.
Oh, Melissa Ford with the Y.
She was taking the train with me, the 6 train. So I was like, oh, she's
Oh, good job, Deepu.
Yeah.
Yay. Yo, I know our guests.
Y'all took the train together?
So much.
We took the 6 train together.
She is
Would
so
y'all talk?
Hot.
No.
When she's on
you made it sound like y'all was like, oh, we took the 6 train together.
Isn't that kind of sad, though, when you see
like y'all
somebody,
swiping at the same time? Like
that's kind of sad, though, when you see somebody you think got money and you see them on the same train as you, you like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Nah. Like, I saw Amy Schumer on the train, and I knew I could make it one day. And this was like 3 years ago. I was like, oh, I could make it, because she was on the train low-key. And I was like, if Amy taking the train.
Like, I like how that's how, that's your 8 mile right there. That was your 8 mile.
We could be like Amy Schumer.
I saw Terrence Howard on the train, and he was trying to
that
look.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like, I was coming out of Philadelphia. And I was like,
was
hey,
he playing his guitar?
Hey, nah. Man.
Asking for money.
Oh. He probably wasn't on the train, like telling everybody, hey, man, I got this show called Empire.
Come on, man.
Watch it.
Cookie. Come on, man.
I actually served him at my job about 6 years ago, and he gave me his debit card.
Oh,
he
I thought you were going to say something else.
And it was so beat. I was like, sir, you don't have no Amex, no nothing.
It that is hysterical.
It was very beat.
For the listeners and people on the couch,
my credit
beat, man, just like fucked up. Like, it's not
it's
good.
Fucked up how she said debit. Like,
no.
Yeah. Like, wait. No, wait. This is a minute, Mike.
Okay,
no, because no. I took some offense to that.
I told
you. Know
y'all,
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Cindy out here just shooting.
I got
up
a motherfucking
everybody.
Debit card in my back pocket. Now.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got my first call.
I thought I made a little money this weekend. And here she go shooting my shit down.
You didn't have a debit card.
No, you made it sound like it was food stamps or something. Fuck that. I'm out here busting my motherfucking ass.
Cindy,
I'm out here busting my motherfucking ass.
It's not about you.
And you
go
diss my debit.
It's not about you.
Car light.
She probably done like, do you need to put your pin in?
You got your little chip?
This nigga running around with the chip.
I'm feeling some type of way about that debit slot.
You're fucking
right
Wells Fargo.
Your debit card right now, John.
God damn.
Do you
made
have
it sound
wallet?
Like a nigga wearing rollerblades or something. Like I rollerbladed it.
John, do you have a wallet?
Yes, I do have a wallet.
You just got a loose debit card in your pocket. That's it. Just a loose debit card.
They got a loosey.
Just a loosey.
Put down his debit card with okay, pride, too.
Imagine
it ain't have no Mickey Mouse or nothing on it.
I got a credit card, too, but I'm just saying the way she said debit, there was some disdain and disgust in the word debit. She was like, debit, like, oh, my God. Like,
and you don't know what he was going through? He just got fired off of Iron Man 2. Times are rough.
John, it's okay that you have this, again. But imagine if you were Terrence Howard and then you passed me this card.
She swiped with disgust.
She was, what type of shit?
Debit on
Roy
it.
Oh my God!
You cannot.
That man, you was hoping.
Black women.
At
yes.
one point,
yes.
She was.
No, it's true. It's true. Money. Black women are horrible. Because when I was.
Whoa! I just want to say the views
when it comes
expressed
to money.
Expressed
when
by Brandon Collins do not reflect those of YKWd or your boy Mike Brown. Please, black women, it's all good still. It's all good still.
When I went to this baby store, all the black women working at the store called each other on the microphone because fucking Dame Dash came in and his card got rejected 5 times.
Yes.
They called all through the store like, yo, Dame Dash is out here. And
really?
These streets get rejected for getting baby.
Yeah, because he talk all that shit on the radio.
Yo.
And his
okay. Real quick
can't
for the
do
listeners.
That to brothers,
hold on, wait.
He must have fell off fast because I know that my ex used to work down
where?
At Halo.
At by the store
over
by
there. No, on over. It's not that far from here, actually. At this club called Halo, but I know that motherfucker had the black card then.
I know that. Somebody else's black card.
But you know the problem with the black cards, they make you pay immediately.
Yeah.
So you can't just
before
be.
Before we continue,
I heard that the card.
Dame Dash,
hold on, wait.
Dame Dash started Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z.
Yes.
So he's supposed to have a lot of money. I know people. I know you're on the couch. You're like, who is Dame Dash? And we're just going. This is our world. I know the listeners out there. Like, you lost it.
But y'all know Jay-Z, right?
I know Jay-Z.
Okay, everybody knows Dame Dash, but they don't know how they know him.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' video? He's the dude pouring the champagne and doing the fist.
That he bought. Yeah, he bought it with his debit card. Thanks.
He bought
it with a debit.
God damn.
Debit card.
Let me put my pin in.
let me put my pin in and pour this champagne on these hoes.
No. Take one of those champagnes off.
There he is right there. There's Dame right there.
Yeah, it's Dame right there.
Dame Dash, you're under the minimum?
Yeah. Deeper over here sniping.
Dame Dash needs a receipt.
I just knew she swiped that card just hoping that it said decline. Just please. Let me stun on.
You know whose card got declined that I was really surprised?
Please.
Oh, yeah, I love these stories.
Maxwell.
No.
This woman working ain't hard enough.
For the listeners out there, Maxwell's an R&B singer. To this some black women, he's a walking show. Orgasm. Just if you want to know, okay.
Not Maxwell. What did he sing his way out of it?
No. I'm pay a little something, something.
Hey. Yeah.
He's like, I'm glad you pay you Tuesday for a drink on Monday.
I have a question. Did his brother, one of his friends pay for it? It's like, what can a brother do for me?
Who stepped in?
Yeah.
No, wait.
After it got declined.
My black people get that reference.
I'm the best man, I know.
Oh my God, Lauren knows the best man. Hold on, clap it up for Lauren.
Lauren knows the best man soundtrack.
The best man is a movie in black culture. It's an amazing movie.
Because it honestly is a fucking amazing movie.
See,
I have to say.
She's like, actually, for a black movie, it's really good. Like, I'm telling you.
It had like a plot and everything. It's so good. Oh my God.
Well, that sex scene in there was kind of dope too.
Oh yeah, what? Taye Diggs was.
You remember that sex scene?
Which one?
The one where
with the flashbacks.
Yeah, the flashback scene. Oh, she remembers.
Yeah. Did you watch it this morning? You know? For real.
Yeah, she knows that scene.
Nia Long was.
So what did you do though?
No, but he got the. He's not used to getting a check. That was the thing. Like, I gave him a check because I'm savage. You know what I mean? And he looked at me like, oh, okay. And then he gave me his debit card.
Man. Yeah, you used to having a check though. Yeah. He used to get
his
the check.
Debit card got declined, and then he was like, "Okay, well, you know, I'm gonna pay in cash." No. And he had cash. He had enough cash to give.
Okay.
He's like, "I'll come back and give you a better tip." You know, because he could only give me as much cash.
Oh, he couldn't even tip.
Did he? Couldn't come give me back.
20%.
Did he come back?
You know damn well Maxwell ain't fucking coming back to tip my regular ass at all. He's not doing that.
This is Maxwell.
Damn. Maxwell.
This was Maxwell.
Sydney over here just calling out black people.
You know what? I love that she's not even saying some celebrities. She calling motherfuckers out.
Everybody. One time Barack Obama came in.
Maxwell, you listen.
This nigga had food stamps.
Just in case Sydney is ever serving you, have your shit together. And make sure you have a credit card. Bitch, make sure you have a motherfucking credit card. You pull out a debit, you're going to be on the radio, bitch. You're going to be getting podcasted.
Don't come out here with a gift card.
None of that. No cash.
Nothing.
No IOUs.
No IOUs. No
nigga.
Nothing. Don't talk about you want to split the bill or nothing.
None
Maxwell,
of that.
Maxwell, if you're listening, please give me my $20. I want my $20.
She want that swamp.
Sydney, like the kind of girl that was working 14 years old at the grocery store and somebody have an EBT card. She's like,
Jesus.
You are here struggling.
I remember that. You remember that when you was younger? I don't know. Maybe I wasn't on food stamps.
Nah.
That was the worst. They used to have to show the book, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had the different colors. Yeah.
And then you come up short and they grab that microphone, food stamps on two, food stamps on two. You'd be like, bitch, are you serious? You couldn't have just waved across the other thing to get the change? That was the most embarrassing shit ever.
Oh, that's one I'm having to get an EBT
card. You better have a credit card.
I only want to embarrass these people because you come in and it's an expensive place. So
you knew that before. You knew that when you walked in.
Yes. Yep. I check my balance before I walk into any restaurant because I don't want to order too much. I want to know exactly what I'm getting, and they should know. Maxwell, you should be checking your account. That's how I feel.
Damn.
Mike, you might want to tell them what food stamps are.
Yeah, they are. Food stamps, aka food coupons.
The listeners what food stamps are.
I mean, I think these white people know.
Oh, they know what food stamps are.
I think these motherfuckers know what food
white
stamps are.
White people don't use food stamps.
Statistically, y'all use it more than us. Hold on. Can you give her the microphone? Can you talk? Can we have something from the white delegation?
Blair, what you say?
I was on food stamps for 3 years.
Really?
White.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
White people doing bad. Yes.
Keep it up, y'all. Keep it up.
We all equal. We all
bridging
broke.
The gap.
Bridging the gap.
Hell yeah.
45 million Americans on food stamps.
Bridging the gap.
45 yeah. million.
1 in 7.
Yeah, so they know what food stamps.
Yo, y'all ever see the YouTube videos of people that follow people with food stamps and like go, you shouldn't be buying a steak with American money, buddy. I saw you bought this. And like people do that. People like food stamp shame. Like, I can't believe
stamp
you just
shaming.
Bought. Yeah.
Stamp shaming.
Stamp shaming.
That's a cause I can get behind now on Twitter.
Stamp
shaming.
This is,
let's watch this video, stamp shaming.
Going viral on the internet, featuring a woman confronting a man who's paying at the register at a local Walmart.
Okay, and contact your local senators and congressmen and issue a complaint. Vote Republican. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, trust me, I am not a bleeding heart fucking Liberal. That ain't
ever
gonna happen.
He's just trying to eat.
I don't have to. It's a free country, remember?
I remember.
So but his name Meredith. He got something to say. Meredith, sit your ass down. Yeah, so.
At least she's scolding another white person.
Yeah.
Yes, let's cover that.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. All right, keep it equal.
Yeah, keep holding each other down.
That white on white crime over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They can have it.
Oh, they yell at each other at grocery stores. We beat each other.
We beat each other.
It's all even. It's,
people do that a lot. People like, I know Missouri, they passed a law saying that you can't buy certain cuts of meat. Like,
really?
If like lobster or like certain stuff like that. And people had a big outcry
about
that.
The quote unquote luxury item.
You shouldn't be getting lobster.
If you ain't working, you shouldn't be getting the lobster.
What?
It's just food.
lobster with lemon and cilantro.
Continue with this, Milo.
y'all mad because this dude is eating lobster in a box with no light? This is so good.
If he saves up $100 in stamps, let him get a lobster.
No. Yeah.
That's all he can afford for
lobster,
that whole
lobster is for celebrations. You should.
I'm celebrating these $100 in stamps that I saved.
I wish that somebody got a victory lobster.
You know how delicious a victory lobster is?
Just hold it up. Oh.
Damn it, I wish Bobby was here to talk about a victory lobster.
There's somebody right now who got a job who can't afford lobster, and this motherfucker with ETB or whatever, EBT.
He's living in a box.
That's what I'm saying. No.
Yeah. No people. And he's eating lobster.
I'm sorry.
Why is this motherfucker living in a box, though?
A box and lobster is not a good parent.
Just because you get EBT, you live it in a box now.
I got to balance it. I can't have them.
What are they mailing the stamps to?
Everybody with EBT live underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. Goddamn.
Listen, if your lights are not on,
you can't make a lobster.
Excuse me. White delegation. When you had your food stamps, were you living in a box?
No, but I was living on a couch sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did you? And did you partake in some lobster?
Did you ever have
like lobster?
Because you don't like it. Privilege.
That is white privilege right there. I don't like lobster.
I just don't like lobster. I mean, we were gonna get it. I said, oh no, thank you.
You have lamb chops though.
I'm not into seafood. I'm sorry.
Look at this list. Well, what you can't get with your food stamps.
So they do limit.
They should limit.
Foods for the household to eat, such as meats, fish, and poultry. I mean,
fish is a lobster.
Yeah.
But look at this. You can't buy no pet food.
You debit.
I like that you can't buy pet food. You shouldn't be able to buy pet food.
You shouldn't be having a pet. Like you.
Yeah.
You're poor.
Can I claim the pet on my taxes?
No. I just like
you
how Cindy sees
take care of yourself.
Somebody with food stamps and they petting the cat. No. Get your shit together.
If you want to holler at Cindy, you need credit. You need your own lobster. You need no pets. You got to get it together.
Damn, you can't even buy soaps.
We had a cat, and when we didn't have money for food, for
you
all
ate
the food,
cat?
You
ate the cat.
You know, we let the cat out and, like, hunt food for us. Albert, get on out there and get us some
go get us a bird.
You named the cat Albert. You gave him a good old black grandfather
Albert,
name.
Albert, get us some lobster.
A fucking steak commercial comes on the TV. She's like, smell the TV and go out and get some steak.
Meow, meow.
Go get us.
He jumps out the window just like, oh, that cat dead. I thought the cat could fly. The cat's dead, mom.
You know it's a cat. A cat smoking menthols.
She got me out here with these streets.
Stress the fuck out.
Albert was smoking Virginia Slim. So
Albert running numbers.
Albert got a calculator.
I got a family to feed. You hear me?
Albert running around with a debit card.
Yeah, John.
time.
Nigga got the kitty debit.
Got a kitty debit.
Got the kitty debit.
You changed all our views on debit cards now. Yeah, I'm so weird now.
Damn, y'all real mad about this debit?
Yeah, you put that like on Tinder or something? Like, yo, I don't want
no debits.
Yo, I'm not here for hooking up or debit cards. I want nothing to do with it.
If you got a PIN number, back the fuck up.
Wait.
All you pinheads, back the fuck up.
On the pinheads.
But Cindy.
All you pinheads and chick witches. I don't want nothing to do with you.
All you pinhead boys, back the fuck up.
Oh my God.
What kind of credit cards would impress you though? If I had a Capital One
direct
card,
deposit ass.
Would you be like, oh shit, he balling? Or would you just be like, oh?
I feel like if you have a credit card, that's fine. But I just feel like if you're Maxwell, what are you walking around with your debit card? Like, you should have a Wrangler.
It's a direct
for, like,
connection to his funds.
You using your real connected money? No, get a credit card.
A credit card? But like, do you respect all credit cards? Because if I whipped out a Discover, are you going to be like, are you going to have some?
No,
oh, hell yeah. Say what I
think. We don't take dining dollars. We don't take
damn
dining
it.
Dollars
damn
or Discover.
Holy shit.
Do you take the Russell Simmons Rush card? I'm just asking. It has a Def Jam Rockefeller logo on it. I just want to know.
I had the
Capital One.
What's
That's
in your
credit card? That's my credit card.
If it's good enough for Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, John, right. did you just put it in a wallet? Yeah. Looked like you had it out for a minute.
Why are you dumping? See,
you got a loose credit card out.
You got to have both.
Man, you got John over here.
You need
stuttering.
To get you,
man. Damn,
get you a card that could do both.
She don't even fuck with Discover.
What bank do
the
you
bar,
fuck with?
The bar is going up.
Oh my God,
she fucks with Toronto Dominican Bank.
So yeah, TD. Oh, you damn. Fuck with TD. What bank do you fuck with?
Yeah? Kanye made me proud of my debit card, man.
You fuck with Citi?
Yeah,
Citibank.
So and that's only like a New York based bank, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that is some classic shit.
What do you mean?
Like, so a nigga come to your restaurant, he gotta be from New York.
Yes.
He had to go into a Citibank branch. Yes. He had to open a check-in, a savings, and a little credit line.
Let's open that line,
credit baby. Line.
And make sure that he didn't put his card in his wallet for too long. He might have it. He'd be like, oh, I gotta take it out. I'm about to see Sid. I gotta let it breathe
let
for a little
breathe,
bit.
Boy,
let get that air on it.
But you don't use this?
Oh, damn. I don't. Oh, no.
I just came out to have some fun.
Oh, I like the people who have that strip on it that says, like, they just got that card.
Oh, what?
The orange little.
Oh, like
sticker.
The new one.
It says, like, oh, you gotta, like, to activate it, you gotta put your. I like it when they have that on. That means they just got it.
So a nigga gotta go right from the bank to you.
That's criteria.
Like, there's no detail. There's
this
no
nigga,
light being
like this nigga gotta go straight. He gotta go straight from the mailbox.
What the fuck?
They gotta go straight from the mailbox.
Oh my God.
To Cindy Washington.
To
Cindy's table.
Yeah.
To Cindy's table. You straight from the mailbox.
Don't even think. You gotta open it right there. You gotta open the mail in front of you. You gotta open it.
Open it right
there. Sign it right there. Yeah. Don't. I just bought a new wallet.
Call,
you gotta show everything.
She
wanna see you activate it. No, hello. No. I'm sitting here with Cindy. Yeah, I need a.
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker. She don't believe me.
No. Dude. Make sure that's not a debit. No, it's not a debit.
No.
Not a debit. Make sure it's a credit, bitch. This is, credit. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's exactly the way I want it.
Oh, my God.
Tell everybody. I hope the listeners.
You know what? The one y'all sent me didn't have the strip on it.
Oh, my God. She don't believe me.
Could you send me another one?
She don't believe me.
Oh, I want that orange little sticker on it, please.
God damn.
You know what? Speaking of credit cards and debit cards, if you have one, what you need to do is check out Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Like everyone, babe, you got to get with that. They do this by supporting a more sustainable food system, selling the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. You know what I mean? Not all ingredients are created equal. You know, fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. So it's important to know where your food comes from. That's what you got to do. All right? Now, the impact on household, this is what happens. Let's say you out there and you finally get Sydney, right? Sydney finally, she sees that you got this debit card. You see you doing things. She like, you got credit? You like, yeah, I got credit. I got Blue Apron too. What, boo? And then she comes over, right? So y'all cook together, right? And you build a strong family bond. And you know what? Scientifically, research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often, you know? And those who spend a lot to eat at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. So, let's say you got that debit card and you were kind of ashamed of being around Sydney. What you do, you get this Blue Apron
you eat at home. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you do. Now, the upcoming meals, they got this salmon piccato with orzo and broccoli. They got pork chops with the miso butter, with the bok choy and marinated apple.
Not the miso butter.
Yeah. They got that vegetable chili, baked sweet potatoes, with the crispy tortilla strips. You know what I'm saying? That's right, the tortilla. The tortillas. All right. They got the spicy scrimp coconut curry with the cabbage and rice. I'm doing this for the streets.
The streets are gonna get Blue Apron.
Yeah, you can be in a gang and get Blue Apron. Don't worry about the colors.
Yo, what's that box, cuz?
What's that box be about?
What's that box be about, bro?
You got that fresh produce?
If you want to learn more, just go to Blue Apron. You know, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. With free shipping and handling by going to blueapron.com/dude. You got to go to blueapron.com/dude. You're going to love how it feels, how it tastes, and you can create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait, all right? So once again, that's blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
And go to Pacific Sun.
That was a great read. That was a great read. That was
awesome. That was seamless.
They're going to play that every February. Just for you.
Oh my Mike, gosh. You need some water, man, because your voice was getting hoarse on that.
I'm sorry. I have a debit card. I got nervous.
You were clapping your hands while you were saying it. You're like, get
Yes, bro. Get your
clapping like Nicole Kidman at the Oscars. Looking like a seal.
Need another Heineken.
Yeah, I need another Heineken, man. You
real got, Jamaican.
You're not really messing
with it. Oh, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, you don't mess with it.
It won't stop with just that Heineken.
John, you don't drink at all?
No, not no more.
Okay.
No more. Yeah.
He done with
what used to happen when you did drink?
To pump the brakes. Mm. Oh, it never ends, man.
Mm. Dude, I used to goof.
Yeah.
I woke up next to plenty of women I shouldn't have been next to.
Oh, yeah.
Why the hell did your eyes glaze over? Shut up, Gordon.
What are you talking about?
That's your taste.
Hold on, just sit.
don't blame it on the liquor.
Cindy, you know this ain't a rose battle, right?
That's just you being yourself, Gordon, with your debit card ass, waking up next to strangers, trying to get some credit.
She's the worst conscience ever.
Yo, this rose battle, this is literally Cindy versus Black Men today.
What?
Yeah. Maxwell is like, I got platinum albums, but I got a debit card. Yeah.
He should have had a platinum debit card.
I just picture Maxwell patting himself like, oh, I'm so sorry.
He did do the pat down. With a freaking blazer on and
you
everything.
Gotta, you got to do the pat down. When your money ain't right, you got to at least pretend.
With your money.
I normally don't handle my own bills. I have people for that.
But what does the pat down do? If you don't have money, like you just patting you?
No, it's a way to be like, please forgive me. I have nothing right now.
That's broke sign language. You're just trying to tell somebody you broke without saying it. I don't know. We all did it at the Burr's Our office in college. We were all just like, we ain't got it yet.
Oh my God.
Naviant's going to send you a check.
That's body language for, you know, I ain't got that.
Is that what step dance is?
Almost.
Oh.
That was hurtful.
Hold on. Because as comics, we understood the joke, but as black people, we're like, wait a minute, baby.
There's somebody.
We might have to roll out on you.
It was like, the whole record just scratched.
In my defense, I have a Citibank debit card.
For family again.
Should've got everybody pulled out their cards and shit.
See, that's the power of a woman right here. I got y'all sweating.
Black woman.
Let me show you my debit card.
All right.
Okay.
Make sure you don't put it on the screen. But
wait, why is she getting out her
shoe? Oh, she got to go to her shoe.
Oh, man. I pulled out her shoe.
I'm like, yeah. Because black
people. I was about to be done.
YKWD listeners, white people, we just want you to know black women usually keep their debit cards in their shoe.
Black women, man.
No, she's about to pull that out of
her
shoe.
I put my shoe all the time.
When they wear red bottoms, they go to Bank of America. They're all in their shoes. It's all in their shoes. All right, don't show.
What happened?
Don't show the camera.
Ain't nothing in there.
You judgmental bitch. How are you going to get mad at Maxwell?
Nothing in that account.
Damn, you've been swiping that to him.
This shit needs to go to the emergency room. God.
Dude, oh my God.
That bank account is clear.
Hey, man. You're going to break it, man.
The shit already broken.
Oh, my God.
The chip's all fucked up.
I never seen one and a half debit cards. I've never seen one and a half debit cards.
Her card is ripped in about two pieces.
She
going to
keep that.
You ain't shit.
Oh, my. She's sitting here. Look.
She keeping it in her pants.
Look, all my self-esteem just came back. I started sitting up straight.
You had listeners out there start making new accounts.
I was shrinking down in my chair a minute ago. I just sat back up like, you know what? Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. I got my Snap one. I thought I had my Snap debit card in there.
Make me feel small. And your goddamn debit card limping out your bag.
Put it in the. She got her debit card in two pieces. Bullshit.
She got in her backpack like a pack of rocks and shit.
Look at what I have. I was going to put tape on it, but I was like,
oh my. Oh God.
Her debit card is on crutches.
Yeah, she deflecting her anger towards herself on us.
That's why she wants that new orange tape on cards. Because she's going to put a tape on her own card. She just wants something that matches.
Oh my God.
You went on. Yo, I know.
I'm a comedian. I am hilarious, okay? I'm super funny. That's what that's about.
Yeah, that's funny.
She hand that card and was like, be careful with that.
Don't hurt yourself.
You might cut yourself if you swipe it too hard.
You're going to break it in half at 7-Eleven.
I just want people to know that I use it frequently. And that's a lot of swipes going on.
You know what, though? That's a good sympathy card. Because if I was out with a chick and she pulled that out, I'd be like, yo, you need something?
I would.
Is your phone going to be on next week?
Yo. You working hard out here.
If you got to split the check five ways and I put that card down, they'll be like, Sydney, we got
yeah,
you.
Hell yeah.
Wait. Did you do the break on purpose? She said, oh, that's like a plot. She was like, wait a minute.
You know what? I would have thought that, but the card was ashy, too.
It was an ashy card.
It wasn't ashy.
You pulled the card out of eight gas. Oh, my God.
Fucking Devin needs some lotion on it. God damn.
If anybody has shea butter, please.
You need ointment for your card.
My card needs shea butter.
Sydney card need a cast on it for 2 weeks. You got to put a cast on that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. That is so judgmental. You know you're wrong. You know you fucked up.
Shame. Listen, y'all laughed, right? It was funny.
Hood debit card? That's only going to come up.
You said debit car.
Debit card. A hood debit car.
What and it shows budget.
It shows PT Cruiser.
PT Cruiser.
Look at this bank called Give Me My Credit.
Military Star? That can't be a bank. A military star? Oh, a man. Bank?
That must be like the White Rush. That's keep like the White Rush. Oh, what is this?
Walmart.
I just tried a random search. It doesn't mean anything.
For debit card?
Oh, man.
Oh, nah.
I've seen some terrible.
This is horrible.
Cards.
This is horrible.
Ain't Walmart laying off a bunch of people this year?
What?
They do every year, don't they?
Huh?
They do that every year.
No, but they're doing like a lot of people because they're losing to online retailers and stuff.
Like what, like Amazon and shit?
Yeah, that's the thing. Automation is like destroying everything. Like even like people that do have skills and stuff. Like even doctors can be replaced by robots in about 10 years.
No.
I'm telling you,
yeah,
man.
I'm gonna disagree.
I got friends that are in the medical field. They're like, we pretty much they like the materials are already cleaned by robots and technology.
But you need to do like the surgeries and stuff like a person.
Not everything.
Would you get a brain surgery from a robot?
Well, no, but I mean, if
there you go.
If you ain't got the right insurance, and they're like, it's either the robot or you die.
You think the robot is the cheaper alternative? I don't got insurance. I gotta go to the robot. No, you're gonna go to a person. A person always gonna give you a deal. The robot's like, you're my cousin. Like that's not gonna happen. What the fuck are you talking about?
Over time, it'll be cheaper.
All I know is that at the Toronto Dominican Bank.
Oh, Jesus.
They told me.
Back to this.
Get the fuck out of here. Well, what's it say about robotic surgery? It's assisted. It's robot assisted surgery.
Yeah, but eventually the assistants are going to become the masters.
What?
No. You're the reason why we don't have automated cars right now. Yeah. That is some sick reason why. I want an automated car. Like Jersey's giving out like computers licenses and shit like that. Yeah, they are. Jersey is one of the few states that gave a computer a license.
I'm sorry. In Newark?
Newark has it. Yeah.
Really?
Newark, wait. Princeton. They've been driving around like automated cars.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
We have a huge Tesla. You can't
can
rob
they, can they be break into them?
How you going to rob? Like, you can't steal an automated car. It'll return itself.
I don't put it past Newark. I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Newark? Do you know Newark?
Yes.
Do you know Newark?
Newark. I know where all your missing cars go. The port. I can help you find your car you needed to.
He's like, matter of fact, I drove one here today.
That's Gordon. Why he got here on time. He turned it off.
Mike, can you turn up the AC? Because the way Gordon is sweating, I just feel like he's going through something.
You got like a trial sweat.
Yeah, you look like an extra underground.
Dude, I should not have wore
Underground is a show about the Underground Railroad on WGN for the listeners and for the white delegation.
shirt. I keep blaming this extra shirt that like that makes an excuse. Like, man, I wore this extra shirt.
What's in the cup?
Nothing now.
What was it?
It was Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, that's what it was.
Drinking like a homeless.
Because that'll take you up around 8-9 degrees. Yeah, that's Smirnoff. I know.
I like how you're a scientist with this.
I know.
I'll take you 8-9 degrees.
That's why I stopped drinking.
Juggling the density of your sweat. It's like, oh, yeah, that's Smirnoff.
Meanwhile, Mike Brown is cool as a cucumber, and you over here sweating.
I'm in Bobby's chair. The temperature over here is different, yo. It's different. It looks different.
I'm out here trying to lose weight.
It's different on this side. Different.
I got credit over here, babe. Shit is different over here.
I wasn't ready for all this warm weather in February. No one told me it was going to be 70 degrees in February.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to enjoy a couple more weeks of coolness. Just coming out in the hoodie.
I think the temperature going back down, though.
I hope so.
It's snowing tomorrow.
It's so hot.
It's snowing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Really?
Yeah.
It's so hot. It's so hot that when Remy dropped the diss record, I thought it wasn't like appropriate for the weather. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it was like, it is too nice outside to be doing all that. It's too nice outside for this shit, Remy.
You have to explain this too, Mike.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, white delegation, do you know, you get the mic. Have you heard of Remy Ma?
No.
Have you heard of Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
She said kind of. I love it. Humble Nicki, please.
Yeah, humble that bitch.
I kind of know.
I don't like lobster. I don't like Nicki, bitch. I don't like.
First of all.
First of all.
I don't like Nicki. Yeah. Shellfish and this bitch? No. Real lobster, real ass. I don't like that bitch.
I'm allergic to both.
Boom, Florida, what it is. What's up, Cholos? You don't want me. Catch me outside, bitch. Yes. I get it. So Nicki Minaj is a rapper in the Black community, and she got the shit dissed out of her by Remy Ma, a rapper from the Bronx who just came out of jail
for shooting her friend in the stomach.
Surprise!
She was very on brand of the Bronx.
On brand of the Bronx. I mean, if someone from the Bronx is going to jail, it's probably like a bullet to the stomach. It's out of that.
I love it.
I think we should play if you can play.
I don't think we can play it because it will violate.
And it's 7 minutes long, Mike.
You could just play a sentence of that.
It's 7 minutes. I mean, long.
She could have took a long the first part okay. she of the
did,
out.
Wait. First, did you guys all hear it or no?
Yeah.
You all heard it.
Yes.
John, you heard it. Okay.
I read a blog about it.
Okay, you read a blog. Sounds right. White delegation just learned about Remy Ma
just now.
Her name was originally Remy Martin, and you know, copyright infringement, because you guys are familiar with Remy Martin, the drink. Must be a black drink. Okay. Remy Martin
Remy
is a drink.
Is. Remy is definitely a black drink.
It's like Hypnotic.
Have you heard? Okay, you've heard of Hypnotic?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows
Remy's Hypnotic. Super top shelf kvass.
Do they know Hypnotic?
Super top shelf.
Oh, yeah, because we used to do the Incredible Hulks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We used to all
Wait,
get
who is it top shelf for, though? Like,
the streets.
Oh, come on.
No. No, Remy. No, Remy. But I think Remy's a
The niggas with debit cards. We balling
that. That shit is a good drink across the board. That's not just a hood thing.
Yeah.
Remy's a good drink.
That's why I thought the white delegation would have heard of it.
That Remy man fucking evaporates in your mouth. Like,
so
really.
Tasty. Damn, John. Yeah. You looking like you having an old school moment. Yeah. Break the tank and shit.
He sounded like he was about to go into a story. Like,
John the Don. I'm like, I'm about to get fucked up.
I'm in my rocking chair on the porch.
It evaporates, man.
John, you don't even talk about your friend like that. Like, Remy Martin is that good? Yeah.
Yo, it's a tasty ass drink, man.
Yo, it took when I started thinking about it, it took me back. Remy is a
John's playing a taverners in his head and temptations and shit. Like,
it's a top shelf.
I don't know what you just said.
And we were doing a bomb bandana. No,
yeah, there you go.
Nigga, you want to give it to me now?
Yeah, you got the bomb bandana.
Deepu, I'm going to stab you.
Nah, you know what? Nah, we're not going to do the bomb bandana on this episode.
I'll keep it.
Because we're going to uplift each other. It's an all black episode. With the white delegation and others. So we ain't doing no bomb bandanas over here.
Okay, Remy Ma, mm-hmm.
Diss track.
I feel like she didn't need the first part of it.
What was the first part?
She was just talking about Nicki's ass the whole time.
I mean,
like,
but she...
I think it's something that people know. Like, they don't. They might not know the back, like the white delegation. You know that she has... Nicki Minaj has a big ass.
Yeah, that's about the extent of what I know,
Ooh, he said, that's all I know her for.
Yeah, that's all. I mean,
that's fair. I mean, fair I'd enough. Rather know that than the music, honestly.
What?
Than her last
the blue, the pink print or whatever that you'd rather.
No. I mean, but she can rap though. Nicki Minaj.
She can rap, but she has too many guests on her album. She does too many pop songs.
Wait, hold on. It's all confusing. The '90s was like featuring this, featuring that.
Yeah,
featuring,
yeah.
It's okay to have featuring people on your album. That's
Don't do this, Brandon. Don't do this to yourself. We already can't get up. Look, don't do this to yourself.
I think she had to talk about the girl's ass because it was all fake and like just a bunch of young black women getting ass shots now, and that's not cool.
No,
natural big booties.
Talk about that. I don't like the ass shots.
But you don't like ass shots?
I do not like ass shots.
Why not?
I feel like it's a lie. And I feel like
first of all, if you would do everything you say is a lie. Most of what y'all say be lies.
About what? About the fake books?
Anything in relationships, like when you present yourself.
You can't lie with a debit though. Like when the money's gone, that's it. Like,
well, money's
be like, yo, I got a million in this debit, nigga. When your limits reach, your limit is reached.
Debit card's lie proof.
You need a nigga with a debit. That's what you need.
I need to keep let you honest.
Y'all not gonna let this debit go, huh?
I'm not letting it go.
You're not gonna let it go.
Everybody got a debit.
Capital One keeping you honest.
not letting it go.
Yeah, have I ever dealt with a fake? With a fake? Yeah, I have.
You have.
And you have. It's, what did it feel like?
It felt like it was like regular in certain parts and like rock hard in other parts.
Really?
No, you can't smash
good.
Against that.
It's not good.
I don't think I've ever had that.
That'll pop your balls.
Listen, if you take the train, you can't talk about another woman's ass. I
what?
Feel like
wait a
you
minute.
What kind of train? Y'all take the train.
If you ever walk anywhere, you can't talk about a woman at all. If you ever breathe ever in your life, you do not have.
Because as a guy, as you have an advantage, you don't have to like shoot stuff in your balls to make it like heavier. You can have a regular ass dick and somebody will be like, oh my god, he's the best. Right,
you
like
think men got standards for real? We would like a big ass, but we don't like need a big ass.
Nah, I've been with some small.
Well, out of all the body parts, men do prefer, they need a good ass.
Hold on, wait, white delegation. Yeah.
Deepu, you can't do that with your hands up there.
Well, study shoes. Well, actually, when we're talking about the posteriors in the black community.
Yeah.
So well, ass is the most important thing.
White delegation.
Do you think ass is
important? What do you guys feel about ass? I want you both to respond on this.
Oh, yeah. Ass over tits for sure.
Woo!
Okay.
That's the Florida right there. That man eats grits.
Yeah, that's
very
man.
Damn.
I like it all.
You like it all? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. 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 That was a very feminist answer. I appreciate that. So all the women, whatever you got. So I think we don't have to like shoot up our dick or anything like that, but it's like when women deal with a dude.
You don't watch porn, do you?
No.
There's tons of porn and P9 injections and like shit. Nick
yeah. You meant to say injections. You said injections.
You inject your dick?
Okay, yeah. Deepo, you can do shit to your dick to extend it.
Because you gotta keep it going. Yeah.
Today, the black community is going to learn something. Because we have no clue about this penis enlargement thing. This is just not our area.
This is a $1 billion business. What are you talking about? Everybody's trying to get a bigger dick out here.
Oh, I don't want to watch this shit.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot of ads.
We don't want... It's a lot of ads.
You're going to get so much spam on this.
Yo, but you believe that's real?
No, not at all. I think it's just snake oil.
Right.
Well, it's snake oil in the dick?
No, not actual snake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it. I don't know any.
It's a good name for it.
Fucking Lauren walked away. All these.
He said no. All I heard was no. I think it's just snake oil. And I'm like, are the crackheads doing this?
Snakes?
How are they
killing snakes and putting them in dicks? What is going on?
Why is my dick leathery? My dick leathery.
What is wrong?
I just wanted it bigger. I didn't want it with a texture. What?
This is why our school systems are failing our children.
When I say snake oil, like snake oil goes back to the snake oil salesman. You could sell like snake oil as a remedy for something that's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. He said I thought it was just snake oil. Yeah. Don't look at me like
it's
I'm
called
crazy.
Black Mamba juice.
No, yeah. I thought the same as you. That's
all right.
Right.
See, you know how the people from Newark, they don't know.
Why you gotta blame my community?
Because
for my buffoonery. That is like
sound like for Johnny.
Community buffoonery.
Yep. Like Johnny Cochran. Don't blame my ice. Community
for my buffoonery.
For my buffoonery.
Sorry about that.
Keep drinking that Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, dude. You know what? I might have
one
more.
Oh, man. You might have to write down.
Having our Cobra juice.
Because that was a one.
Can somebody get Gordon some water?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I am.
He got water.
Am I really sweating that bad? You act like. I'm like the fourth.
Yeah, we good.
No, don't.
Like I'm in the fourth quarter and like, come on, coach. I think I still got some in me, coach. Thank you.
Console him,
okay.
John.
Okay, so wait. So, oh, this is disgusting. So they inject. They inject. What something into the into
what do they yeah. inject? Okay. Inject them.
Yes,
but this can't
is,
be good.
This is real, but for the average dude is not doing that.
Yeah,
for
I'm not gonna
women,
put a needle on my
the average woman is trying to like better her body every single day. She's trying to get bigger boobs, bigger ass,
yeah,
Kim K contour extensions. Like, this is all things that women do on an average. Like, a regular dude mm-hmm. can just be in a white tee,
exactly,
a boot cut jean.
Why do women do it? Why do women do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because how long does it hold up, really?
The great question.
Like a fake
you see
ass?
My ass is flat. I don't know about feel, that life.
You're asking her like she's a connoisseur of fake yeah. ass.
But when I got my surgery.
I don't know the expiration on it, but I know that like it's, you're putting your life at risk.
Yeah, that shit is nuts.
I don't think I've ever been with a chick that got a.
Would you know?
You got girls that look better than Janet, but you never had a fake ass.
Damn.
Not fake. Nah, fake ass.
Fake, any, fake anything. Fake anything. Fake breasts.
Oh yeah, everybody got it, some fake breasts. But I'm saying, I'm talking about ass. Like, that's ass.
Me and Cindy just look at each other.
I mean, yeah, I have fake boobs, but so what? You know, and I'm regular. I'm here yeah. with y'all. So.
And I'm regular. I got boobs and I'm regular. God damn.
Imagine there's a sign like when I invited Cindy to come and it's like a sign, no fake boobs allowed. So Brandon, why'd you tell me?
If you can't have a fake thing and say you regular. If I had like a bigger fake dick, I would not say I'm regular. I'd be like, hey, I got this big ass fake mean, dick. And I'm special.
When I say BMD. Regular, I mean like I'm one of the other women in the community. Like, you know, I'm just doing what I have to do.
Everybody
you,
slept
I'm
with
like,
chicks with fake tits, though, right?
Yeah.
That's not a big.
No?
Have you slept with a white
you
woman?
You would know.
I've slept with.
I've never dated
a white woman. We've never been in a relationship, but I've had sexual encounters.
Is your mother listening? Because the way you said that, you were like, I've never been in a serious relationship.
Mom.
I'll be honest with you. This week has been like really sensitive because my brother has not dated a black woman.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, wow. Man.
Asian, Spanish. Okay. Took a white girl to prom.
Good for your nice. Brother.
Mom thought it was cute. She would murder you.
I'm joking.
I'm ready to murder him. I'm ready to throw him.
All like, I got was black woman in New York until
my mom's been saying that to me all week.
Hold on, wait. Brandon, you got to stop.
What?
Like, when you're thinking about saying anything about black women, just stop yourself. Yeah, I was dating black women until, whoa. Stop it.
I thought they kept making fun of my debit card. I got confidence, yo. I got to live. Got seven jobs. It all goes to the debit.
You keep your self-esteem up.
Oh, so my direct deposit don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
I got a $500 credit for Toronto Dominican Bank because of my direct deposits.
I got wild overdraft.
Oh man.
So
what's going on with your brother? He's never dated.
He's never dated a
black girl.
A black girl.
And now what's going on? Is he dating one now?
No, he's dating this Asian girl.
Oh.
He's like, his last two girlfriends have been Filipino and
okay.
I think this one's Korean.
Nice.
And like,
damn, interesting.
All my family used to like that's have like a group racist. Thread.
What?
His brother's racist.
Okay.
No,
I'm not nice to any race. I'm just happy he out here.
He's not racist. He grew up in a suburb. Like, after we moved out of Newark, my mom moved to Maplewood, which is a predominantly white bar mitzvah.
But where the
you know
Asians
what?
At, though?
He's a white, suburban he's... racist.
But he's only dating Asian women.
No, he's not only dating. Like, I know he's like, he's had a ton of like black girls that he hooked up with, but they never were in a relationship. The only ones that he's brought home have been white, Spanish.
Well, let me ask you this. Asian. So then the percentage of black women accessible to him was really low.
Yes.
Yeah, in the suburbs, there's none.
And I argue with my sisters and my mom about this all the time. I'm like, yo, he grew up, he played soccer. I played soccer also. He was like, you did the same thing, but I grew up in Newark. I grew up around black women. I grew up with Spanish women. My whole interest has been that type of woman.
You know what?
When
you know
I got
what?
To school.
John, where you growing up to? And talk about.
I grew up in Denver.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so, yeah. I did. That's, yeah. You know, not to mention I was a ball player in college.
That's
a whole nother.
Don't even try to plug that.
He came out the gate with Debbie.
I'm just saying, when you're doing that, you
tall brother in Denver?
Yeah. I mean, when you're playing ball, you date a lot of white women.
Yeah.
On a college campus. But you know what, though? I noticed, though, like, when I was on the hood circuit when mm-hmm. I first started comedy, it was all black women that I was dating. So I noticed that I also kind of date what I'm around. Now I'm doing all mainstream rooms. Yeah. Find myself dating a lot more white women.
Really?
So, but I don't. But I. But,
that Sydney, wherever, stop the face. Don't you dare. Stop that face.
But I'm just saying it's based a lot on my environment.
Yes.
So, but
that's what I told people.
But I'm saying your brother's a racist.
That's why.
If we looking for only black women, we got to make sure we got debit card situations right. We got to make sure we got a lot of situations.
Your brother can get on a train and go to any city and find him
He
got to
travel.
Woman.
He got to go to exposition.
Why is there got to be an excursion for a black woman?
Yeah. Why your brother got to travel?
There's women getting on an 8-hour flight to Spain get a dude.
Why are they doing that?
This is what people are trying to find love.
Let me tell you something. As soon as a chick say she from the Bronx, we are platonic. Bitch and scene.
Oh my god.
I used to tell people all the time, man, like, it's hard for black dudes to date, like, especially like in the city, like Tinder ain't for black dudes, man. That's why you got to get on SoulSwipe.
SoulSwipe is awful. All those dudes.
I've never been on one of those.
Hold on, wait.
I've never been on a dating app, though.
For the listener, SoulSwipe is a black dating app. For the white delegation, it's a black dating app. You might want to get on it, maybe.
Damn, just ask for everything?
But, you don't have to.
Man, I've never been
on one of those. I've never been on a dating thing, though. Okay. A dating site or a dating app.
It looks like so much fun, man.
Let me tell you.
You know what? We work in a club full of people, so I don't see. And I'm finicky, because I know I would be pissed off. No, I'm serious.
Like, I get hoes, okay? And I'm funny, too.
I've been getting hoes. Like, I mean, in basketball hoes, I've been getting hoes.
I'm just saying, if you can meet somebody in person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because we meet a lot of people. Yep. You know what I mean? I would rather do that because, you don't want to get out on a date with somebody than they do something quirky. And you know, like, tell the truth. We all know, like, in the first 5 minutes or so when you meet somebody, like, whether this is going to hit or not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So why would I waste that? You know what I mean? I meet people in quick contact. A lot of times after shows or at work, so I'll just roll with that. I'm not gonna go on an app and then go all the way to some restaurant where Sydney's standing there judging my car.
And you gotta take
you better get somebody else, girl.
You know,
and you gotta take
now,
out
and
to
now I'm
dinner,
sitting
too.
There with this chick. That's what I'm saying.
You can't
now
just take him to Jimmy John's,
right? And now I'm sitting there with this chick, and I don't like her after 5 minutes. I'm like, why did I even fucking? Yeah. My brother always makes fun of me. Like, man, you ain't never been on none of the sites. I ain't never been on none of them.
Hold on, wait.
John. You know you don't have enough story. Storage on your phone. That's the real truth right there.
You got to leave Uber first.
He got you know, I'll be out here. I get swept. No, you ain't got.
Don't be bad because you got that Metro PCS.
You got, a 12. You got,
I got two phones out there.
He's got a Galaxy.
He got two prepaid phones.
And then you got a phone, that he found at the comedy club.
iPhone. And that's my iPhone.
Phone that he found at the comedy club. That's hilarious.
Man, you're going to have cancer in your dick because of those phones. You don't need that snake oil.
You need that snake oil, bro. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Don't sleep on it.
You're going to need that snake oil.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Wait, Judd, so how were the women... Because, like, now you're doing, you're opening up, or like, you're touring with Leslie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Leslie Jones, shout out. So you're
my homie. So I love you, Les.
Now that you're touring with her, how have the women after the show has been like compared to you first started to just doing the mainstream to being on the road? Like, is like a better thing? Is it like, what's the difference?
You know what? I've always told people, because a lot of times, like, newer comedians be asking about pussy. I tell motherfuckers.
No, he's pulling out a blunt right now.
You know what? Right, I know, right? And he's leaning back in his chair.
They want to ask about pussy.
But you know
you
what?
You don't start like that without pulling out a blunt.
You know what? I think the thing is, man, no matter what quality of chick you get, it remains the same. The speed at which they'll take it off goes up. Depending upon your heat.
Yeah, that's true.
So the quality of the chicks that I get remains the same, but depending upon how hot I am at the time, the faster they'll take it off. If I'm super hot, got a lot of shit going on, chicks will take it off quick.
Okay. Gordon's over here taking
If you're not hot, you still get a hot chick, but you got it's going to take a little while, a little while longer before they take it off.
Call? Oh, yeah, we have Bobby Kelly calling in.
Oh, great. Let's get Bobby. Yeah, let's get Bobby. We got Bobby Kelly live on the phone from Aruba. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
What's up?
I just want to say I am in Aruba right now. The sun's setting on the ocean. I'm with my family. We just got out of the ocean. And I turned on the YQWD, and it really bugged me how easily I'm replaced.
Having a good day, Bob. Having a good day.
upset. Why is there all these hot girls when I'm away?
It's a good question. I'll Google it later.
Did you hear my wife? My wife opened the door on that when she goes, it shouldn't matter. You have a wife.
How is it out there, man? How's your vacation, man?
It's awesome. I'm in the water today. And I keep hearing, Bobo. And I think I'm losing my mind. Bobby!
Yeah, you might be having a stroke.
Like, what the hell? I think I'm having sunstroke, the regular stroke. You know, all the strokes are happening, right?
Different strokes.
Different strokes.
I look out, like, really far out. It's Tony Woods.
Oh, for the white delegation, Tony Woods is a black comedian who's really hilarious. Please check him out online after the show. I got us.
What are the odds that Tony Woods in the ocean? Bobo!
You gotta save him. He's asking for help, Bobby.
I don't know if Tony can swim. Nothing for the white delegation. Some of us. Some of us still ain't learned yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I guess what?
He came in and he was like, what did you just spray on me, Max?
I didn't spray.
You did spray. You sprayed. That.
Bobby getting beat up by his son.
You just sprayed Ultra Sport 30 sunscreen right on my eye.
What?
Yeah, such sunscreen. A white conversation.
Yeah. For the black listeners, you know what it is.
Yeah, sunscreen. I know. For everybody there, sunscreen is what you have to put on. Because we're not supposed to be in the sun.
No. I'm going to come back real beige, yo. I'm going to come back real beige, man.
Oh, man. I'm down here with Chuck Nice and Tony Woods.
Okay, well, Bobby's just trying to show that he has black friends.
Yeah. He waits till he leaves to pull out all his black friends. Like, yeah, we got Mike Brown hosting. We got a whole black cast. I'm out in Aruba with black people. I know black people, guys. It's February, just so you know.
This is the last day.
This is the last day.
This is the last day of Black History.
This is it.
I'm getting replaced with Sydney. Oh, That's quite obvious. Yeah. So
it's
going to
be a whole thing. When Bobby comes back, call him Aura. It's so different.
Call Bobby have a credit card, though. That's the thing.
I've been taking screenshots the whole show, just in case. Everything's double. So like, I know Tony Woods, Chuck Nice, I know everybody. Look at all these photos I have.
I know every
photos I
you
have.
You sound like Trump. I don't want a black people.
I have all the black people. They're good. We're in the water.
The blacks, they love me.
So I have pictures of my family on vacation, and you guys, a whole black podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it is. Hey,
Deepu's here, too, though.
Yeah, Deepu's here, too.
Come on.
Hey, Bobby, real quick, credit or debit?
Credit or debit?
Do you have a debit card or do you have a credit card?
Nah, man, you can't. I got an Amex card.
Oh, right? Yes, Bobby, yes.
Bobby just took out his white dick and slapped the ball with it.
Bobby know what it is.
Yes.
Bobby got lobster.
Bobby know what it is.
Damn. Bobby got air, man.
Help me outside. How about that?
Sydney just took a shoe off. Sydney's already got one shoe off.
What you got,
Bobby? I got the business Amex, the gold, and I got the platinum.
Ooh, he got platinum and a business.
Platinum and gold. This is the Olympics, okay? He got all the medals.
He's selling records.
I need to get me a podcast.
Oh, man.
What the fuck I'm doing?
Yo, tune in next week for the Black Cast.
Blackcast.com.
God damn.
Here's the thing. When you get a credit card, I had a credit card. I got myself in debt.
Me too.
And then the way I got out of it is I threw away my credit cards. I just got the regular, the Amex, okay, because you have to pay it at the end of the month. So if I couldn't afford it, I didn't get it because you have to pay it.
Nice.
Okay, and I needed it for my flights and stuff to do comedy. So it forced me to be frugal, okay?
Frugal for the black listeners.
Don't do that, Mike.
No, I'm just making sure. I just want to make sure everybody knows. White delegation, some of you might not know. I'm just a frugal mean shit. Continue, Bobby.
Frugal is a Hasidic word, right?
Is it Hasidic?
Frugal, yeah.
I'm not allergic to it. Okay, continue.
Frugal.
Google frugal. Google frugal.
Google frugal.
Oh, and man.
A Jewish person just popped up. I'm never going to be on this podcast again.
No.
Oh, you will, don't worry.
Ain't none of us coming
I'm
back.
Gone.
This is Moonlight Winning. This is Moonlight Winning. They made a mistake, but we here.
Bobby, Mike, and I are stealing your studio after this shit.
Yeah, we're
taking all the equipment. Yeah, Lauren and Deepu can't save us.
Yeah. So you've been through.
First of all, you need to. Stop it.
Brandon doesn't steal. Stop it.
No, you think about it, and then you feel guilty, and then you blog about it.
Bobby, you know that blog is private. I sent you just that link. Don't do this to me right now.
Oh, Bobby, we got two guests who drove up from Orlando.
I know, I was looking at that. It's so funny, though. You couldn't get more Trump than those guys.
Yeah, we can't get. Yeah, we didn't even go there yet to see who they voted for because, you know, we didn't want to make it weird for them. You know?
Really? Orlando?
Yeah, Aaron,
with mutton chops?
Pretty close.
That's Aaron.
That's Aaron from Orlando, Florida, Bobby.
That's me.
Can you hear him?
Hi, buddy. His name's Aaron. Hey, do you have a gun, Aaron? Do you believe in own a gun?
Do I own a gun? I live in Florida. Huh? What do you think?
Yeah, it just made this podcast uncomfortable.
Man, we all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're still here with him, Bobby.
White people from Florida are so rude.
Days after Trayvon Martin's anniversary. Damn. We are just
like, I got rude so to other white people. Shit.
I got so scared of you. I was like, yeah, I got a gun. I'm like, what the fuck?
This call has cost me around $18, so I'm frugal. I'm off this phone call right now. I'm going to get pizza with my kids. And then I'm doing a show with Tony Woods and Chuck Nice. And you guys, I really thank you from the bottom. I love you, you know, I love everybody. Thank you for doing the podcast. Mike, Brandon, you guys are the best. Thanks for stepping in. Deepu and Lauren, I love you. I'm watching
you.
Making sure everybody has water. I love it.
Okay.
I love
you, Bob.
You're taking care of everybody.
We all held up our waters like it was a giant homie. We all just put up our waters.
No, we're all saying, we're all super toasting to Bobby because he ain't coming back. We're going to take this shit over.
If you're in Aruba, make sure to check out Bobby Kelly and his black friends live.
It should be a live podcast.
Bobby's going to close out like, you see my friends? You see? Black.
That's going to be a bonus show if you sign up and download the Riotcast app.
Yo, let's go on tour. We should do that.
We should do
a tour. Yeah.
Bobby ain't there.
Hey, Bobby.
All right, Bobby.
All right, brother.
I'll let it go.
See you later, man.
Clap it up for Bobby Kelly for calling in. Clap it up for him, man. Legend out here. Got black friends. Real black friends. You know what I mean? Didn't mention Keith, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's so messy.
It's still love. I love how Tony Woods is there with him and just yelling Bobo. Hey, no, I don't even know if there's like a lot of black people out in Aruba just yelling Bobo.
Wait, mm-hmm. No,
right? Have y'all been to Aruba?
I have.
Yeah. Oh.
I went there with my friends, my single
on a credit
friends.
Card.
No.
Y'all was looking for men?
We were looking for men, and that ain't the place. It's all families. No? It's like mad families and just like white people in like braids. It's crazy. Like,
What do you mean by
braids? Oh, so everybody look like Bo Derek?
Yeah, everybody looks like Bo Derek. That's what they do on the beach.
White delegation.
That is such a white thing to do.
Have either of you done braids, dreadlocks, or something else with your hair that you shouldn't have done? Cornrows?
Blair did cornrows?
She was
born
in Florida.
In Georgia.
Oh.
Oh.
They
love
me there.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
She said they.
Those trailer park.
Wait a minute.
Georgians, of course.
Okay.
Yes, Jordan. Yes, Jordan with the layup.
Oh,
right,
this is
there.
Such a great episode.
Oh my gosh, the best episode they ever had. Everybody gonna fire today.
Yes.
Wait, go back up. I saw some girls in bikinis. Let's look.
Really? The white woman in bikini? That's what you want to see?
It's just tight.
If you're like in the chat and you got questions, just hit us up. We'll start answering some questions and shit. I noticed.
But yeah, you ever notice like that's the one thing I don't like about going to vacation to islands is when you see all the white people getting cornrows on the beach.
Yeah.
That is like wearing a snow globe on your head. So when you get back, like, y'all went on vacation. Fuck you. I don't want to hear about it. You're not cool. Get out of my face.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Deepu.
Yeah, this picture got nothing to do with nothing, but
it's just
is this a
white people and brown people.
It just I just Google Aruba tourists and
well, they got the one black friend over there.
No,
they got
no, two. There's two on the end. She looks Spanish though.
She
looked,
yeah, she Puerto Rican probably.
That's a Aruba pan.
She got a black
mom. For like,
this one?
Yeah, she's definitely mixed.
She's mixed.
Yeah, it's definitely mixed.
Yeah, she got some mix in her.
Yeah.
She got some mix in her.
She gonna get some.
Brandon, who are you?
Yeah, that bitch got some mix in her.
She got that good hair.
She got that good hair mixed with the good
hair. I didn't feel comfortable with Deepu saying she got that good hair. He put the finger up again. And also, she's got that good hair.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
What have you ever dated?
Why does some of these abs always look weird, though? Like, the girl...
That is an
Brandon,
A-lip right there.
Yeah, lift your shirt up. Let me see what your
abs look different.
What's your abs look
Sydney,
like right now?
Don't be coming at me, okay? I got credit and debit card, okay? Don't be coming at me. I checked off the marks that you're looking for right now.
Listen.
I'm a friend.
They look good. They all look great. In Aruba. You don't have to look that good in Aruba anyway. It's not Miami.
I bet
or
you
Ibiza.
None of them are a good lay, though.
Have you been to Ibiza?
I've been to Ibiza. Yes,
Sydney,
I have.
You're a traveler.
I do what I can, you know.
Everybody here got a passport. Right?
Yeah, I got a passport.
I had to Venmo JetBlue. I Venmo JetBlue to get on that trip. But I made it happen.
Sydney paying for switching installments. She out there like, Hold on. Let me put some else on it. Hold on. My check clear next week. Hold on. I got you. I'm going to just, what is it, at JetBlue too? Okay, I got you. I'm going to just do it like that.
I'm just so reckless on here today.
Yo, Venmo is like crazy because you see people transferring like $20 and stuff to each other. Like, damn, just go to an ATM or something.
Nah, man.
No, they don't want to.
You want them surcharge? I got a debit. I don't want that surcharge on it. That's an extra dollar. Why are y'all so anti-Venmo? It's convenient and it's on the go. If I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I want to hit an ATM, bro. If you get this, I'll Venmo you right now. What's so hard about
actually,
that?
Actually, I like Square Cash because you get the money that day.
Square Cash is dope.
I don't like Venmo because if you do it on Friday, I'm not getting my money till Monday.
Why do you need your money so bad, Sydney?
I need my money.
What are you trying to say? What kind of money are you getting where you don't care about when you're getting your money? Why you need your money so bad?
You
I just let many come with
you. Mike, you want to talk about Venmo money?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We got a donation from a fan of Comedy Outliers. Sent Mike money for drinks. Guess what Mike did? He didn't even mention it to me. But I saw
it was public on Venmo. I didn't need to mention it.
She said she
could have found you if you had Venmo as well.
I did. That's how I saw it. Well, then, this drink is. Do you know what that's like? I've seen somebody hashtag Comedy Outliers. Thanks for the laughs, the weekly laughs.
How much she sent?
Like 50.
$50?
You Kevin Bunny,
I needed a weekly that day. I needed a weekly. Bitches out here don't care if I got debit. I needed a weekly.
That
I feel
weekly
like I
would have
done the same thing, Mike. So
right?
Damn it.
$50.
$50.
This broke nigga taking my money too.
You ain't her Facebook friend. She alerted me before. She signed my page and said, I got a little something special for you. Thanks for making me laugh occasionally on all your podcasts. I said, all of mine. I only got one. She said, your appearance. I said, thank you. Well, okay, cool.
Whoever that fan is, she's going to be a good grandma one day.
She is. I just want to thank the white delegation again because you know that wasn't a black woman. That was a white woman.
Definitely a white woman.
And
I feel like she might be feeling you. That she might have just put
Like booty money.
Yeah, she might have planted a little seed.
Okay, I don't need
right
that.
Keep planting the seed. I could get on the train. Keep doing it, boo. $50. That's a weekly. That's a good weekly.
You're going to have to owe her some dick. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, I mean, sometimes I got to go down that way, man.
Damn, Gordon, what you been through?
I've been through a lot.
One way or another.
I've been through some shit.
One way or another, we're going to get that lobster. You feel
right? Victory lobster. Do you know how much pussy I have to eat for that?
Eat some lobster and get some lobster. That's all it is. That's all that is. Don't hate on it.
Sometimes it be like that.
you never went on, like, you know, just fucked around with somebody because they liked you so much. Yeah. They was treating you nice. You was like, I guess I got like he was hungry.
They was like, you want some meals? Grilled cheese?
Listen, when you say
grilled cheese is what you're leading with?
Treat me right. What do you mean? You're supposed
truffle
to
butter?
Take me
here we
to
go.
Get food.
Here we go.
You supposed
that,
to treat
that right
me.
There. Like, that right there. We supposed to?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa!
From downtown, Lauren Cabrera. That was like a half-court shot. Yeah. You shot that.
That shit just came out of nowhere. Yeah. We all started looking around.
I thought she left and started watching Best Man.
She watching it the whole time.
Yeah.
She's
streaming
it. She's streaming it right now.
Watching two can play that game.
It's
So damn, I can I ask you this? Bro. Have you ever paid for a date for a, like pay for the complete date when
complete date? Never, no. I mean, I've eventually thrown in like
first start.
Yeah, yeah, like second or third. Maybe like I'll buy a round, but like
a round. A round of pasta.
What
the fuck
are
you talking about?
In the white community.
A round.
Usually just drinks. Just drinks, no food.
A drink. Single drinks that she will have one and you will have.
And that is a round.
Don't worry, water's on me.
No. I paid for dates.
Full date.
But was it an initial date or was it like a few
the
down
initial
the line?
Date, we went to Soho House, which is like private.
They don't even take debit there, girl.
Exactly.
She's a demo the way.
Swipe your card on the way in.
She demoed the bouncer.
Just snuck in that motherfucker. Ah,
we had a lot of drinks, so I paid for some of the drinks, but he paid for all the food.
Okay, that's not bad.
We had a lot of drinks, like so. I was like,
yeah, if you're like drinking,
I feel like
how much was that tab?
Drinks,
how much?
Like,
wait,
that
when
tab?
Y'all saying so, drinking, how many drinks? Y'all
yeah,
talking?
How much is the tab?
Because to a guy, I'm thinking four. That's like, damn, that's a lot. But y'all be like nine.
Yeah,
we had about like six or
okay. Yeah. Okay, and what you know get what
I
mean? To eat?
I need to make sure that he looked good, so I was like, okay.
So you put on your beer goggles.
Yeah, I had about. Listen, a guy who's got like a Soho House membership, he ain't gonna look that good. It's just a fact.
Oh, man. Damn.
Well, how'd you meet this man?
Sydney, you just
someone
like,
just ripped up their membership card. God damn it.
She said, don't get a debit. I got a Soho House membership. This isn't good enough. Nothing works for these black women. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. Got a library card. It's no good. Rip it up. Sick of it.
She be saying, books are whack.
Books are whack. No, you read it, nigga. Oh, God damn it.
You don't have a Kindle? Damn. Audio book? What's good? You don't have an audio book?
Nigga, my books read to me.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I love you, Mike Brown. I love you
so much.
You're so dumb. I hate you.
My books
I hate you, and I love
me.
You at the same time.
Oh, man. This is on fire. All right, so Sydney, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go.
We've been going for enough time. We can wrap it up right now.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this shit up right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank y'all for listening. Let's do all the plugs and all that. We'll go around. Sid, what do you got going on?
I have a monthly show called The Warm Up at Karma Lounge. It's every second Saturday. The next show is March 11th. It's super packed, so get there early. Starts at 8:00, so you should come at 7:30. I have a one woman show called Death of a Bottle Girl. It's going to be in April 9th, maybe, but I'll let you know.
Dope.
Yeah, but just follow her at JustSidNYC on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Yep.
For all that information, stay in touch with it. Sid, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
clap it up for Sid. Clap it up for Sid.
So much fun.
All right, John, what you got going on, baby?
Hustling, man. I'm hustling. Nice. We touring. I'm downstairs at the Cellar. Y'all can catch me down there 4 or 5 days a week. Web series coming out.
Oh,
all
shit.
All of it's on my web series, man. The tour dates, everything's on my Instagram. So hit me on the gram. He was funny.
Yeah.
I want to say one more time about John, man. I was like, one of my happiest moments of like being a fan of New York comedy, everything was seeing you on that Comedy Cellar list.
Oh man,
like one of the favorite things I've ever seen was like seeing you.
Thank you, man.
Must deserve, man.
No, I appreciate that, John, man. John is out here. He's a beast. You gotta go see him live. Make sure to follow his Instagram. He always got great content, and he's a fucking beast on stage. Looking forward to the web series and all that, man.
Yeah, oh, thank you, man.
Gordon, what you got?
Hey, got the Decepticomics tour coming up in April.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Doing about 25 cities, right?
Yes, 25. I think it's 25.
Shit. 25 different cities. Check out Decepticomics.com/tour for all the dates. Also, if you're in the Jersey area, I run the Big Ten Comedy Show at Stress Factory. And if you ever feel like coming down to Newark to see some funny, I'll be at Hell's Kitchen Lounge in Newark, New Jersey. So come on down to the Bricks.
Boom, clap it up for Gordon.
Yeah.
This thing being great on the podcast. We're going to go around. Do you got anything to plug on the couch real quick?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a musician. Check out the whitest band of all time. The
Is that the name?
God damn.
That's the name.
Well, hold on. I don't know if we can plug this on this episode. You might have to come back next week. I don't know.
It's a pro wrestling themed rock and roll band.
Okay.
Called American Party Machine. So check that out.
That's dope. Okay, where can they find that?
American Party Machine on Facebook, Instagram, anything. Yeah.
Dope. Okay. And do you have anything you want to put out there? Fun.
Nothing, Blair.
Okay. Cool.
You used to love everything.
Yeah. American Party Machine. Right. Sounds like a good time.
We'll do. I guess we should do ours. And you guys got Bobby's.
Yeah. We'll do
okay. Cool.
Do we have anything in the chat though?
I don't think we really have anything in the chat. I mean, we just got some sly comments.
Laura, nothing?
Not too much.
Like somebody sly
said,
comments?
Yeah, just like somebody said, look at these poor man's ludicrous Kevin Hart and John Legends.
What?
Wait, which one was I? Wait a minute, which one was I?
Damn.
Somebody else said, we should call it, you know what up, brother. I mean, you know, just bars.
That's
just
funny,
bars.
Though.
Yeah, just bars. That's why I saved it for the end, because it wasn't like, you know, I saved it for the end.
All right.
Brandon, go ahead.
All right, y'all can follow me on American Collins, americancollins.com. Check out Comedy Outliers, monthly show at Sean's Bar and Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Next show Saturday, March 25th. It's going to be dope. ComedyOutliers.com. And just follow everything we doing, man. Thank you.
Hold on, wait. Brandon, don't stop. You love movies, right?
Yeah.
Go back to Brandon. Go ahead.
Get him. You just writing shots now?
No. I'm trying to alley-oop you, because you alley-ooping it back to me. I can't plug it. That's
all right, so I love movies. Check out Medium Popcorn Podcast as well. Nick is spoiling movies with my boy Justin Brown. No relation to Mike Brown.
You don't know that.
But check that out if you love movie talk and all that stuff. But again, Comedy Outliers. Next show Saturday, March 25th. If you like what Mike and I did on the show, you know, come see us live, all that shit, and back to Mike.
Yeah, clap it up for Brandon Collins, man. That's my brother in arms and this shit, man. Alright, and me, Mike Brown, I'm a member of the Decepticomics, which Gordon plugged, and I'm a member of Comedy Outliers, which Brandon plugged, so I'm not going to do too many plugs, but just find me on all your social at Yo Mike Brown. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Bobby, you're the best. I'm going to clap it up for myself. Thanks for all that. And now, y'all want to run down what Bobby got going on?
People can see Bobby at March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Comedy Club on State in Madison, Wisconsin. On the 31st, he will be at Bananas in Harrisburg Heights, New Jersey. On April 1st, he will be at the same place, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I'm kind of drunk right now. And
you had two beers.
Yeah. You do.
Deep, what's wrong with you?
We got him lit on his episode.
April 6th, 7th, and 8th. He will be at Comics at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. And 27th, 28th, and 29th of April, he will be at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Follow him at robertkellylive.com. Follow me at R2Deepu.
That's such a great name, man.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. That's my handle.
You're
on
a
Twitch.
Psychopath, but that's such a great
name. And I'm actually going to be doing stand-up at Soho House tonight, so if you're watching live, you can check that out.
Nice.
Yeah, you better throw that shot.
Sean O'Hagan's show, right? Is that the one you went to?
No, she just went to Soho House. Oh, you got to understand.
Don't play. Don't play.
She was just at Soho House. She wasn't seeing no comedy. She was
right, real out here.
Hopefully I can meet a man there, too.
Hey, you go.
Deepu, that's what you need for stage time now? You're just taking ass?
I blow Saladu on the subway for time at the Grizzly Pair. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and March 7th, I'll be at March 7th, I'll be at Greenwich Village Comedy Club doing a little time, and I'm around.
Let's clap it up for Deepu, man. Oh, damn, man.
Out here working, man.
Out here working, man. Proud of you. Lauren, you got anything you want to...
Just at Lauren Kubera. You can follow me there. And thank you so much, guys. You guys did awesome.
Yeah. Clap it up for Lauren for just being awesome. Yeah. Holding down.
And knowing the best man.
Yeah, knowing the best man.
Not very many white people know
Who can play that game, all that stuff. I'm very excited.
Who can play that game? Worst chestnut, really?
Was that the one that you said, right?
Vivica A. Fox?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, those are the two black romantic films?
Okay, wait. No, we'll talk about this after the show. Let's not open this can up right now. Yeah. We're not ready.
Right. Wait, Gordon, what'd you say? What other ones do you know?
All of them, nigga. Well,
I just wanted to test you
to see if you had anything.
Oh, she said love and basketball. Which Sonia? Okay.
Go down. Thank you, guys. I'm trying to close it out. Thank you, guys, for listening.
I'm sorry. I just want
to make sure to listen to all the other shows on Riotcast.com. You guys have been great. And also remember to go to blueapron.com/dude and get some food, y'all.
Peace. Tell me the black people sent you.
Oh, God.
For Blue Apron, you know?
Why?
Oh.
You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.